masturbate?
A lot of guys have done it. I've done it.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I've diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, Terry. Get on out of here.
I've had diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody.
No, why would I do that?
I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs. Uh-huh. Call the police. I'm being arrested by the police.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Sometimes instead of saying, for example, I'll say something such as, for example. Wordplay. I go to the gym religiously about twice a year around the holidays. Driving and I saw a sign that said hidden driveway and I was like, well, you just ruined it. Let me figure that out. Come on. One place I would not want to be chased is Kenya. That was too much. That was offensive. I know. How dare I recognize the extraordinary runners in the country of Kenya? I saw a guy, I was in the mall, I saw a guy, he had one arm, and I was like, oh man, that's gotta be tough. That sucks to have just one arm, you know? And I thought, until you get arrested.
Flying on the airlines and listening to the airlines announcements. Whole thing starts when you get to the gate. First announcement. We would like to begin the boarding process. Extra word, process, not necessary. Boarding is enough. We'd like to begin the boarding. Simple. Tells the story. People add extra words when they want things to sound more important than they really are. Boarding process. Sounds important. It isn't. It's just a bunch of people getting on an airplane. People like to sound important. Weathermen on television talk about shower activity. Sounds more important than showers. I haven't heard one guy on CNN talk about a rain event. Swear to God, he said, Louisiana's expecting a rain event. I thought, holy shit, I hope I can get tickets to that.
The Power Trio Morning Show. We're at Topgolf.
Look at this place.
This is sweet.
Look at these crazy people in here running around with blood in their eyes.
Why do they have blood in their eyes?
I don't know. They're nuts.
No, I don't think they've cracked open the bar yet.
They haven't opened the bar, and nobody's had coffee, apparently.
Hence the blood.
Hi.
Yeah.
This place is gigantic.
Hey.
Yeah. This place is suck weed.
I've driven past it about 1,000 times in the last handful of months while they were building it, but first time clearly in it. It's insanely huge.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't even do it justice from the outside how big this place truly is. This is awesome.
Yeah, Topgolf, right on the corners of 252 and 694. It's where that big old movie theater used to be.
This is an upgrade.
This is I can't believe I've never seen anything like
upgrade.
This. I know Parrish, you and Paul had been to one of these before out in Vegas, right?
Yes, I've also been to one in Denver.
No,
good for you.
So obviously sober both times.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I thought so. Proud.
Stone sober.
So yeah, I had no idea that basically you were. I think basically what you said, AJ, is right about Topgolf. What did you compare this to? Bowling, essentially.
But, yeah, I mean, for you and I, Chris, who we don't go out on the golf course and play a full round. I don't have the time. I don't have the
the interest, and I'm really bad at it. This is more like
you have
bowling, where
on your club.
You have your little lane, you have something that keeps score for you, because clearly after yesterday, we don't know how to keep score doing bowling.
True.
either to Smitty Hume.
Either to Smitty Hume.
What an idiot.
Trees are some mud hole.
And you can play a game with it. You can sit with your buds, you can talk, you can have some fun. But it's like, I equate it to similar to bowling, or the bowling portion of golf.
It's like classy bowling.
Yeah. You know what? It's more like darts.
Yeah, but golf.
Because sure. You got to aim for, I would guess, if you're going to play the game, because essentially, and again, I would guess there's a lot of people who've never been to a Topgolf till today when it opens for good here. But you hit the ball off the tee and you're aiming for these enormous holes.
And yeah, it's like targets.
It's a driving range, but you're actually aiming at
giant targets,
and the golf balls have sensors.
It's a live video game.
I
know I've said this before. Tiger Woods 2002 or something.
Yeah.
This was in it.
Yeah.
This was a part of that video game, and now it's real life.
So they stole this from Eldrick.
They might have. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but you never played it on the video game. Like, that's boring. And now you're like, whoa.
This is so cool.
I did, just because there were accomplishments to get.
I didn't do it.
It's not even close. I like this. I've only hit one golf ball. I already like this more than real golf.
You crushed it.
100% do. This is so cool. So, yeah, you aim at the different holes, and, some are different colors, but, hey, it's cool.
If people who aren't here can't tell, which clearly they can't because this is radio, Chris is standing outside right now at one of the bays looking over the driving range while we're in the banquet hall? What would we call this?
I don't know what this is. This is the...
Sure, we're getting the
nod. Bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with banquet lounge of some kind.
This lounge. Cool. I like banquet lounge.
This is like paradise.
Even the restaurant on the other side of this wall looks badass.
There's a restaurant?
I might just come to the restaurant.
Over here. Oh, yeah. I walked through that.
Yeah, they've got really good food, too.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, we've had it. Parrish bought, but I've had the
food. We have an enormous crowd of people in here to watch the broadcast today.
Are you just relaxing?
You're sitting on a couch out there.
Yeah. It's really nice out here, man. This is going to be my hangout. There's whiskey and vodka over there, and there's golf out here with no consequences. I don't have to walk very far.
Right, you have to get yelled at for your effort.
Yeah, Parrish already hit something, I heard. So
yeah, what do you
know, we're off the hook.
One of those poles out there.
Those big poles.
He's always hitting poles.
He did crush it though.
Yeah, I don't know. I like this. So we apologize for you out there listening who didn't have an opportunity to qualify to come out here, but we would encourage you. Is it open at 9 or 10 or something today? 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
So stop on by.
We'll do some live stream, too, show you what it's like, actually. Oh, great. Everybody loves that.
Great idea, AJ. Great
digital, digital, digital. KFN.com.
You're in here one day a week, and that's all you bring?
Yeah. We're going to live stream it, crickets.
Yeah. We're like, I'm going to go home then.
Yeah, yeah, right. Hey, these fences for the golf balls are enormous out here, man. I wonder how high these things are.
Two million feet?
You could ask someone.
I bet you multiple people.
How high are
that.
Those fences? 178 feet high.
That sounds like he's guessing.
That's like 12 football fields, man.
178 feet high?
Paul, how many stories is that?
21?
That's a good guess.
Thanks.
Is he close?
Yes, he's kind of close.
Am I really?
I mean, yeah, sure.
What? I made that up.
I don't know. I think it's pretty awesome. Hey,
yeah.
That's obviously the top story of the day, is that we're at Topgolf, and we're going to be here. We're going to do the initials, and Mark Parrish is in here from the very top of the show, and AJ's here, and John Kreisel's not because he's on his way to get married. Congratulations, Kreis.
But he will be calling in for the Fantasy Arch Challenge at 6:40.
Oh. Yeah, right. But from what I've heard, just from listening to the radio on the way in and talking to Joey Jojo down at the station before I came down here to Topgolf, I missed the breakout game of a future Hall of Famer last night.
And even weirder, I watched it.
That's so weird.
I don't even watch sports anymore.
Were you up all night?
No, I fell asleep about midnight, but still. But I watched the end of the Browns-Jets game, and I know everybody on Twitter said this, but they were 100% right. I felt super weird having fun watching the Jets and Browns play, but because of the streak and because Baker was just kicking so much ass, it was so much fun, and Baker is absolutely the real deal. I know it's super knee-jerk, but everything Lieber said about why Baker Mayfield should be the number one pick, and he was not even close to the consensus number one, right? He was a surprise number one.
Yeah.
Everybody was arguing between Darnold and Allen and Rosen, and Baker, we haven't seen much of the other three yet. We've seen a little bit of Darnold, obviously, but, man, Baker looks like he's the real deal. Super accurate, cannon, fearless.
Has fun.
Man, it was super cool last night. And, of course, the beer fridge has opened up in Cleveland. First win in 635 days.
See, what is the deal with the Bud Light?
Four years.
What is the Bud Light thing? Why is everybody saying have fun with the Bud Light?
It was a bit we talked about, a month and a half ago.
I'm 100 years old.
Bud Light went around Cleveland, and they put these fridges in all the bars. I don't know if it's all the bars, but in some of the bars in Cleveland.
It's 10 or something.
And they locked them with like a chain and a padlock, and they were there. And once the Cleveland Browns won a game, they had a key to open that up, and everyone got free beer.
My wife did a similar thing with her underwear. She did, absolutely.
Did Rosie get any?
She locked it up and threw the key away, actually. Yeah, actually, she may have given it to Rosie. I'm not
sure. Did Rosie get any?
I thought like she had like a thing where her undies were that were locked, and if the Browns won, she gave it away.
That's exactly what he just said.
Oh, he did?
I was kind of actually talking about her giving it away, and she had it locked up. Oh. And then she gave Rosie the key.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Baker Mayfield had 201 yards, and he only played essentially a half. He came in with a couple minutes to go in the first half, and he just lit it up 17 to 23, and six of those incompletions, and a couple of them were just stone-cold drops.
Yeah.
So he was crazy good last night. No touchdowns, but he had a couple that were close, a couple that got tackled short.
From what I saw, Darnold didn't look very good. He's taking, like, most of the blame, and he's saying that he played horrible and all that.
Two super late interceptions, including the one that wrapped it up with about, I don't know, 10 seconds to go. But
hey, and they might be they play Oakland next week. That being Cleveland.
And that'll be Baker's true debut, right? Because he'll definitely start now. But also, don't forget.
They don't know who's going to be the starter. Did you hear that?
Baker's starting.
Well, of course. But
they will burn that city to the ground if they don't put Baker back.
After you win for the first time in that long, and the coach goes, I don't know who my starter is. I'm going to watch the tape. Yeah, but Baker.
But don't forget, Chris, also, our psychic bet / World Series of Poker bet. Is that you need to get the Browns to, what, 7 wins?
They have to win 6.5 at least.
Right, so, but I think what we decided is if they get to 6, then we both do the punishment. Remember, if it's 7, I lose. If it's 6, we both do it. If it's 5 or under, then you just do it.
Right, so after what you saw last night, are you nervous or you still feel okay?
I don't think they can get to 7, but 4, 5, 6, I guess, is possible depending on their schedule.
Cool.
I wish we could ask a psychic how that was going to work out.
We could. We will.
6 wins.
Yeah.
We will. We'll ask him after the fact.
It has to be a heat.
I really want to witness that.
Can we get serious for 3 seconds?
No.
Probably not.
It's Friday.
I know, it's Friday. Maybe. There's Topgolf here.
Parrish and I are counting down until we can open the bar.
Did you guys read any of the details on the Wetterling case yesterday?
Man.
Yeah.
And I watched it on the news last night. What a debacle that turned out to be.
Can I just say one thing about law enforcement across this great country?
Oh, boy. As long as it's a compliment.
I don't care. It's not. I don't care if it's day one of an investigation or day 3,000. If there is ever a moment of my, let's say I had a child murdered or missing or kidnapped, if 1 second of that investigation was spent consulting a psychic, I would lose my bleeping mind. How can you ever, ever lean on a psychic if you're an FBI agent or a cop? Just do actual work.
What if it's a real
psychic? Are you nuts?
But especially in hindsight, when you see how much of it was bungled.
What a waste of time. Man. I mean, how is that even allowed? And do they pay them? Clearly, it's a paid consult. Is that taxpayer money?
Yeah, absolutely.
Paying for psychics.
Well, and I think
how is that even legal?
Yeah. Obviously, you've never seen Bull.
God, yeah. So wait, he uses a psychic?
Well, no, the one time, this is why you consult a psychic. I'm being serious.
I can't wait to hear it.
One time, and you know what I'm talking about, sir. I can tell you're a Bull guy.
Who watches Bull here? Anybody watches Bull?
All right, you guys
are going to be best friends with Chris.
He'll
can be in that Top Golf bay after the show hacking at it and talking about Bull.
So they consulted the psychic, like the world-renowned best psychic and stuff.
Okay.
And,
doesn't exist, but okay.
And they were talking to him. And listen, this is plausible.
Yeah, how do you know?
And they were talking to him, and he seemed to he had it all nailed down.
Yeah.
And they found what they were looking for. I won't go into graphic detail, but here's the twist. Turned out, psychic was the murderer.
Oh, I never saw that one coming.
That's why they talked to the psychic.
Oh, that's how he knew all of the information.
Why would the psychic give themselves up like that?
Because they wanted to be psychic.
It's not how it works.
And all How's psychics the new season? Secretly want to be caught.
Oh, okay.
The new season?
Yeah.
Top five.
Oh, wow.
Top five seasons so far.
Yeah. Let's say your kid's missing and you're 3 days in and you're losing your mind and you go to the cops and you say, "Where's my son? Where's my daughter?" And they go, "We're talking to Sylvia Brown, so we're on the case."
Right?
I'd say, "I'm going to shoot all of you."
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I'd be arrested too.
You probably would.
Threatening the life of a cop, but man, I would be so mad.
If since we're being serious, I'll be serious with you for a second. Now, if maybe somebody within the investigation, like a parent or somebody like that, said, will you do me a favor and talk to this person? I'd talk to him.
Talk to what? What do you mean?
Part of me feels like that was the angle, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That in desperation, the family had turned to some different things to try and get some answers.
Exactly. And again, I
that might be part of the podcast we listen to.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing, yeah. Like, I don't know the specifics, so I should just shut up. But there may have been an angle we don't know about.
Yeah, I'm talking more in general, not specifically the Wetterling case, just in general. Right. I cannot believe that's ever an option where money's ever exchanged.
Sir, what's your name?
Anybody ever gets paid for that.
My name's Brett.
What's your name?
Brett.
Hi, Brett.
Hi, Brett.
Brett, do you believe in psychics?
No.
Let's hang out. Brett and I are going to get along just fine. Good for you, Brett.
What would you say if I told you I can tell right now you're wearing your wife's panties?
Agree, disagree.
Mm-hmm. Right now, though, did you see a little twinkle in his eye?
Oh, maybe, I didn't know he has a wife.
Right.
I'm psychic.
Oh.
I just tried to tell you.
Okay, what's Corey currently wearing under his clothing?
A condom.
Wow. I guess
he was a Boy Scout. He's always prepared.
Yeah, always
exactly
prepared.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Right, Jared?
Over
right,
buddy? Jared wants to leave.
Parrish is regretting getting up.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard a word
Why
from
did
Parrish.
I come in at
Are you
five?
What you guys talk about the 5 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just garbage.
Yeah, we got a hate mail about that yesterday, by the way.
Which, was that us?
What do you mean? Yeah, that person who complained about our first segment yesterday can't tell time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Also, he didn't like us discussing the Karl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler rumor.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny as hell.
I don't know.
That's a fun-ass rumor right
I
there.
I think it had to be discussed on a major market.
Yeah, I do
morning,
too.
So we are your sports leader up in this
right.
joint.
That's sports, right? Yeah. And it's the most hockey you'll talk basketball.
Yeah, man. I spent the whole day yesterday listening to you guys talk basketball. You're lucky I wasn't smoking doobies.
Like, you're telling me...
You've never smoked doobies.
I know, but you almost drove me to it.
No one calls it doobies? We almost drove you to getting high?
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
people would say, well, I almost drove me to trying heroin. That's how annoying you were.
This gentleman right here is high, aren't you,
smoking
sir?
Smoking pot.
A little bit.
Yep. Told you.
Yeah, he's not kidding.
Like, wouldn't you guys, as at least maybe possible potential Power Trip fans, wouldn't you guys be fascinated if the show crumbled to the ground because like Mark Rosen slept with my wife, and that's why like Rosie had to go? That would be an awesome reason for this show to fall apart. Outside of for me, like everybody else would like it. I would hate it.
Yeah, it'd be fine though if they were on the same softball team, right? Hockey,
right?
Inside yeah, joke. Sure. Answer the question, sir.
What?
Yep.
That See? Is the right answer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many of you know why you're here? That's what I thought.
Sir, do you know why you're here?
They all wandered in.
No idea.
It's an existential question, isn't it?
Hey, have any of you ever been to a Topgolf before? You saw a lot of you have.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You guys are all super jacked for this one to be open, huh? Most of you, Vegas, right? Vegas, yes, Vegas.
Anybody been to Vegas with us? Anybody?
Texas.
Is Texas where it started? I had heard that was one of the first.
Sir, you either have a sweet red shirt or you work here. What is your name?
Or you thought you were a target.
Herb. What?
Herb.
This is Herb, everybody. Say hi to Herb, everybody.
Herb.
Herb, is your last name Topgolf?
Sure.
So you own this joint?
We'll go with that.
Yeah. HT.
You do work here, though, am I right?
I do, yes.
Nice job.
Thank you.
I like it.
We like it.
Yeah, sweet.
Chris killing the red carpet interview so far today on the dais here. This is pretty nice.
You guys open at 9 a.m. this morning?
9 a.m., we're ready.
Everybody's just welcome to come on in, hang.
They are. Walk-ins welcome.
Thanks, brother.
When are you allowed to open the bar over there, sir?
8 a.m.
Wow. That guy hates this show, just wants the bar to be open.
Yeah, yeah, he's not even here for the show. He just got the sweats. He smelled alcohol. Yeah.
Well, and speaking of 8, specifically for those of you here at Topgolf here, is this technically Brooklyn Park? Where is this technically?
Brooklyn Center.
Brooklyn Center. Gotcha. Okay. So Brooklyn Center, for those of you that are here that won your way in on KFAN.com, don't forget, in the 8 o'clock hour, potential initials history today because AJ is just one win back of Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. And Sauce has claimed for about 2 years that if he's ever passed, he will quit. Now, it wouldn't be a passing situation today, but AJ could get record-tying win number 73 today against Mark Parrish. Mike Grimm was going to be here, the voice of the Vikings, but the Gophers about 7-something. And then, of course, Chris Hockey as well and Sauce square off as AJ tries to tie the record today.
Yeah, I can't quit. I just signed a new deal.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Hang on. My phone's
ringing. Crowd seems to go crazy. They're real excited.
Hold on. Who's on your phone?
I don't care. People that are cooler than this crowd? Oh, it's no one. That didn't go well.
What?
I don't know.
No wonder we gave him that extension.
Hey, congratulations, AJ.
Yeah, right.
On tying him today.
It's all set up.
Yeah.
Why do you think we're in public?
Oh, you think it's set up that he's going to beat you today? Everything's a setup?
Beat me. I can't win that game anymore.
So even though this broadcast has been set up for multiple weeks and AJ won last
week. Set up
2 weeks
ago when he was two behind.
So
you've got two behind.
And we somehow knew he was going to win the next two?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Who cares?
Here's the thing. It might be a setup, but you won't be surprised. He's so unconcerned that I might win. He didn't tell me. He just...
You're not going to win.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he's not concerned about it at all. It's just between those two if it's a setup because I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, what about Parrish?
Hey, guys, I'm still here.
He is?
What if we win a pie for it with Mike Grimm?
That's...
So Grimm's out, but
yeah.
Grimm's nice.
Yeah, right, right.
Grimm can't win.
I just want to hit more golf balls. I feel like I'm a natural.
Well, right, you have to go to...
You had a great shot.
Thank you.
Yeah, you hit it better than I did.
Thank you.
He's terrible.
How long before you would be a professional golfer since you can convert to be a...
How many days a week do I have to play?
Probably seven.
Am I allowed to use a cart?
Until you make the tour.
Practice here till you make the tour.
7 months.
Seven months.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, front page sports from the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this. Bonus Mark Parrish. Today's here for the whole show. That's awesome. Mike Grimm joined sometime in the 7 o'clock hour.
Woo!
We'll do the Fantasy Charge Challenge at 6:40
Come
with
on,
the groom. John Creasel will be calling in for his participation. Then we'll play initials at 8:15. We're at Top Golf off of 252 and 694. It cracks open at 9 a.m. this morning. So swing on by. We'll still be here at 9. This is the Power Trip Morning Show at Top Golf right here on The Fan.
The throat of feeling on going away from the tunnel on the third and seven, on what we call circus route, which is basically two-step inside release, up vertical to 15, rolled out of 18. It was against 22 man, and I mean, he had two guys just bearing down right in his face and stood in there, stepping through, knew he was going to get hit. And I think that shows everybody, and not only our team, but the football world, how tough a guy Kirk is. That's not easy to do. Okay, not every starter in the NFL can do what he did on that play. And so I think you recognize that. I think you show that. I think that it obviously earns him respect as a legitimate tough guy.
Welcome back to Top Golf. That was John DeFilippo talking about his quarterback Kirk Cousins and the throw to Thielen and much, much more. He's a tough guy, and he is.
Man, it smells good here at Top Golf.
Yeah,
we just
man.
Cracked open some breakfast or something.
What's going on up in this joint? Here.
Oh, look man. At that.
Yeah, Top Golf today, we're broadcasting live for a select group of VIPs.
Well, you guys are VIPs.
Until 9 o'clock.
I'm proud of you guys.
It's open to everybody. It's right on the corners of 252 and 494 and
694.
Right in there, yeah. Because 94 is right there. And this is 694, and then 252 is right here.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're coming from downtown, it's a straight shot. You
know,
you barely have to get off the road.
Yeah, exactly. And it's Friday.
Yes.
You love this song.
I do. I can't help it. Tell me you won't be singing it the rest of the day.
Parrish, you want some breakfast over there? Look at that. Go get it, man. Not now. You're doing the radio show, but during the commercial break, go get it.
Adding so much right now.
What would you like?
Wow.
What would you like for breakfast?
Wow.
Would you like some eggs? Would you like some eggs?
I would love some eggs, I'll wait for the next.
What, would you like some bacon and eggs?
I absolutely
Somebody
love bacon.
Somebody get bacon and eggs for this man. He's starving.
Parrish is starving.
I don't know.
Starving!
All right, let's do front page sports, and
I
it's brought
wait.
To you by Early Bird Electric. Thanks, Early
it's
Bird Electric.
For
Thank you.
Nice. Front page
Thanks, Beavis.
God, Parrish is all over this, man. It's almost like he's done this before.
He's a man.
All right, so yesterday we pissed one listener off, and he claimed he's never going to listen to this show again because we talked about Jimmy Butler potentially sleeping with Carl Anthony Towns' ex-girlfriend, even though Towns has denied it. It was a fun little rumor, and we went with it, and he didn't like it.
He's listening right now.
He probably is still listening. But even so,
what else
his name was Marty. So Marty might like
Todd.
Marty might like this one as well. The new fun rumor is that Wolves coach Tom Thibodeau would rather leave the Wolves than trade Jimmy Butler.
What?
Yeah, then please leave. Exactly. But how about both? Let's trade Jimmy Buckets and have Thibodeau.
Oh, isn't he the only reason people want him here is because he was the tie with Butler?
I guess.
Because I think people are sick of him as a coach.
Yeah, let's have him leave and trade Butler. Let's do both, and we're off to a better start.
What if they solved this problem by trading Carl Anthony Towns?
You son of a...
No, I'm just saying. What if
wasn't
that's...
Wasn't that one of the talking points yesterday?
I think, yeah.
That there was a... And I don't know if it's a rumor or not, so whatever.
It's a hot rumor.
That they had a conversation, and Butler basically said, it's me or him. And they chose Cat.
I choose Cat, too.
I do, too. We know who Mark Parrish chooses.
Absolutely.
The big cat.
Yeah. But hockey? Who do you choose?
He doesn't care.
You know, I'm a big fan of cats.
Yeah, you are.
The Dallas Stars won 3-1 over the Minnesota Wild. Zach Parise, the lone goal scorer for Minnesota. Dubnyk, 20 saves. The Wild, if it matters at all, have lost all three preseason games, but who cares? Gross. Tomorrow night, Colorado at the X at 5 o'clock. Four preseason games to go, Parrish. Does it matter that Colorado is the regular season opener in Colorado October 4th? What can you learn tomorrow at the X?
What young guys might be in the lineup for him early on? That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, still too early on. A lot of the young guys are still getting their chances with teams. So,
I don't believe our guy Jason's played once yet, right? I don't think he played last night either.
Wasn't he supposed to?
Yeah.
He didn't play in Iowa? I thought he played in Iowa.
That's what Faulness told me.
Maybe. I haven't
supposed to play in
Iowa. I mean, my source, Kevin Ballas.
I thought it was Devin Baldus.
That's what it was. Sorry, I got his name wrong.
Maybe he did, but I didn't see him in the old box score for shifts.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa.
Nailed
it.
Nailed it. Talk amongst yourselves.
Would have been the other game.
Rhode Island's neither a road nor an island. Discuss.
Brilliant.
Why would they play? They play
Iowa.
They went to Iowa.
They played the St. Louis Blues.
Don't you think if he went, he's playing? Why would he go if he's not going to play?
Let me look it up.
They're not going to bring a veteran on the road preseason.
Yeah.
Travel day of the game.
Yeah.
Team stats, buys.
I mean,
it's a box score. It's preseason. Everybody in Iowa mailed it in. There's no box score on ESPN.com.
Why would there?
I'm pretty sure that
ESPN
it was.
ESPN hates hockey.
It was
not Stahl, Zucker, and who cares? Andrus Lee would have played all three games. Just
God, you love who do you love more, Andrus Lee or what's that lady in the show about the people who are like
Harry
legally,
Russell and the Americans?
Yeah,
Tan Mom.
Tan Mom, would you?
Yeah, Carrie's an American.
Probably.
Treasure.
She's dedicated to her craft.
Yeah. Very dedicated.
Yeah.
She's still a thing. I'm
right.
Making her up.
You guys want trivia at, 6:07 in the morning?
Tan.
I want trivia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. You guys ever heard of Maroon 5?
Yeah.
I like talked yesterday band. How they are going to be the opponent. Not the opponents. What the hell am I talking about? Wake up.
I don't know.
They're going to be the halftime performers at Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right.
Hawk, you would?
Heck yeah, man.
Stay focused. New contract guy.
Oh.
Atlanta-based rapper Waka Flocka Flame ripped the NFL. That's a real guy. For picking Maroon 5 at halftime. He said, quote, "They need somebody from Atlanta. It's only right." And then he suggested Migos and Future as two choices, which would both be horrible choices.
Yeah, Migos is terrible.
Neither one of them is a big enough deal to do halftime yet. But we had this conversation back when Timberlake got picked for Minneapolis. Whoa. I think people forget that's not how this works. You don't have to be from the city that the Super Bowl is in. This is a global event. So I went back all the way to 2007. The headliner, where they're from, and where the Super Bowl was. Let's see how close Waka Flocka Flame is to nailing this whole they should be from Atlanta bit. Timberlake last year is from
Memphis.
And of course the game is in Minneapolis. The year before that, Lady Gaga is from
New York,
and that game was in
Houston.
Correct. That's not even close. 2016, Coldplay.
They're from England.
That game was in California.
That's close.
2015, Katy Perry.
She's from Devil's Tower, South Dakota.
So this is the closest one. Katy Perry spent most of her youth in California. She spent a little time in Arizona, and that Super Bowl was in Arizona, but she's really from California. 2014, Bruno Mars.
Hawaii.
Somebody said it. Yep, Hawaii. Yeah. That Super Bowl was in New Jersey.
That's close.
Very close.
That's
Waka
the closest
Flocka
one
Flame.
So far.
2013, Beyonce.
Houston.
That Super Bowl was in New Orleans. That's kind of close. Chris, you made that drive once.
It's not close at all, Corey. Not even a little.
You drove from Houston to New Orleans, and it took you how long? Like
three days.
16 or something like
you
that?
You did?
Yeah. I went the wrong way.
That's nice of you, babe.
20 hours.
2012, it was Madonna.
No one
cares. Oh. That guy says no one cares.
Let me ask you this Madonna. Question.
Hey, Marty, get out of here.
Marty. Madonna's from Detroit.
From Michigan, yep, and that was Super Bowl was in Indianapolis. Again, also not the same thing.
Close, though. I've been to both.
2011 was the Black Eyed Peas.
How does that make it close?
Because I've been to both.
New Jersey.
Black Eyed Peas are from California and the Philippines. That Super Bowl was in Arlington, Texas. 2010, it was the Who?
Who?
The England, of course.
Okay.
Who's the one doing all the talking over
it's
here?
It's common.
That was Miami.
Is it?
2009 was it? Bruce Springsteen.
This guy? Close your mouth.
Where's Bruce from?
Bruce is from New Jersey.
That game was in Tampa, Florida.
Any comments? All right.
Yeah, you got anything common, man?
I got two left. Tom Petty in 2008.
Florida.
Correct. That game was in Glendale, Arizona.
That's close.
And then, of course, 2007, the greatest halftime show that's ever existed, Prince.
Buck Cherry?
Prince.
Oh, yeah.
From Minneapolis, and that game was
Cherry?
Where was the Prince game? You guys remember?
Miami,
yeah.
So the point is, since 2007, the only one that's even close to being from the hometown was that Katy Perry spent a little time of her youth in Arizona. Otherwise, it's not even close.
Where is it this year?
Atlanta.
Isn't Hootie from Atlanta?
No, North Carolina.
Oh, sorry, Diddy.
But and Hootie's not even close to relevant anymore.
No, what's the not. Not Jared, the band.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah, he's
not
super relevant.
Even close to relevant.
I've met him.
Again, that makes him relevant.
Right? That's why he brought him
Marish
up.
Marish has right. two.
Has two what?
Two.
He actually has three, don't you?
The Minnesota Vikings host the Buffalo Bills on Sunday right here on The Fan at noon. The Vikings are 16.5-point favorites. I got some cool stats for you guys. Like stats?
Numbers.
I think everybody here will like these stats except for the guy.
Obviously, right. Corey hasn't been sleeping much. We got a lot of numbers.
No one.
The 16.5-point spread, though, we've made this point a couple times this week. That's a giant spread, right? In the NFL, that's a massive, massive spread.
We love those.
Insert yeah, joke do. There.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying it.
Since 1970... Only 62 games have ever had a spread of 16.5 or more, but only 8 of those have occurred in week 3 or earlier. According to 538.com, statistically, week 5 is when larger spreads start to appear. So basically, they don't trust what they're seeing in Vegas until about week 5 or so. So this only happens about once every 5 years, where a spread this big occurs this early. Here's the other bad news for Vikings fans, at least in terms of the spread. Since 1970... Teams that are favored by 15 or more only cover 44% of the time. That doesn't mean they don't win. They only cover, though, 44% of the time.
That's not bad news, yeah.
But when it's week 3 or earlier, they cover 60% of the time. So basically, if it occurs earlier in the season, that means one of the two teams is significantly bad to the point where they probably can't cover. And that's what 538 was claiming, is that this is not actually indicative of how good the Vikings are. It's more of how potentially historically bad Buffalo is.
Wow.
So they're saying the Vikes are good, but the Bills are epically bad, and that's why they are a 16.5-point dog.
They're the largest favorite by 10 points this weekend. Think about that.
If you had to pick one of the two sides, because this game would terrify me in Vegas, but if you had to pick one of the two sides, which side do you take?
I take the Vikings.
I think I'd take the Vikings.
Even without
coming off of the Packers, yeah.
Yeah.
I would take the Vikings, but I have a sneaking suspicion there's going to be a few players who are on the bench this week.
Yeah, and that's what Ben and I were talking about off the air yesterday. Let's say it's like 30-10 fourth quarter. You pull all the starters out, right?
Oh, for sure.
Buffalo gets one garbage touchdown, obviously, and that's a spread ruiner, right? That's the concern with a 16.5-point spread is you can be
spread ruiners.
I know.
Yeah.
You can be comfortably ahead and still have a bad score late, some garbage touchdown by the Bills, and it screws you up. So that would be a terrifying game. Did not practice yesterday. David Morgan, our guy, Marcus Sherrills, Dalvin Cook, and Everson Griffin. Full participants, Elflein, Weil, Alexander, and Holton Hill.
Sweet. Is Elflein going to play?
Yep.
Looks like it.
Cool. Awesome. We need that. That's good news, man. Well, it is. I mean, we've been out without him since the Philly game. That's good news.
I wonder if Dalvin plays this week.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Me too.
If he hasn't practiced twice, why would he?
We've got 107 running backs on the roster.
And you're playing Thursday in L.A.
Yeah.
You're going to need him in L.A.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't play him.
Yeah.
I'd dress him, and if I don't need him, I wouldn't put him in.
Let Dalvin come out here to Topgolf.
Get
a couple of balls. Kill the weekend.
When Elflein was getting closer to coming back, maybe last week, they were talking about how he might not come back at center. Do we remember that conversation?
Yeah, guard.
Is there still steam to that, or is he...
Can he kick?
I asked Matt Burke about that yesterday. He said no chance.
He would be the center?
Yeah.
Because he's that much of an upgrade over Jones?
And they need to get the running game on track.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and then Jones moved up.
But Matt Burke was probably on drugs when he told me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's always. Yeah, he's been on drugs.
Steroids?
Yeah, probably roids.
The Browns won last night 21-17 over the Jets. It's their first win in 635 days. It also wins a 19-game winless streak. That was the second longest streak since the 1970 merger.
Mm.
Wow, the Browns win really got this crowd jacked up.
Yeah, I just think that they played a really, 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 really bad team.
Who did?
Yeah, but the last couple weeks they've been...
The Jets beat the hell out of Detroit in week one.
And they've been a missed field goal away from beating New Orleans. And who was the first week?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. And I mean, they've played a couple tough teams.
And one since December of 2016.
It's way cooler when the Browns lose. I was hoping that they wouldn't win to like 2029.
Is that how long your contract is?
No, stop talking. Mind your business.
Yeah, would you mind
your business? You're the one that's brought it up four times in the last 2 days. The Browns are at Oakland September 30th, and of course, we expect it to be Baker Mayfield's starting debut because he kicked ass last night. Came in with a couple minutes to go in the first half. 17 of 23 for 201, a 100.1 passer rating, and of course, led the team to their first victory in 2 years, December 24th of 2016.
Unbelievable. It's sweet.
Do you guys realize that Top Golf has its own TV show, TV channel?
Yeah, TGTV.
Yeah,
it's
right behind your head right now.
What's on?
They're showing a battle of the bands that they do at the Top Golf in Nashville.
Why don't you do that?
Right here.
No, I mean not. I mean not now.
No. But anyway, they have a concert stage at the Top Golf in Nashville. That's pretty sweet.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now you're obsessed with Top Golf. You should play the concert stage at the Top Golf in Nashville.
I would rather just come here and hit golf balls.
Yeah, and you hit them very well.
Fair enough. Apparently I'm pretty good at it.
You are? Yeah. 7 months, right? And then you'll be on the tour?
I'm just a natural.
Who will be your caddy?
Who will be my caddy?
Yeah.
Do you need a caddy at Topgolf?
No, but when you, when you're professional in 7 months.
Who will be my caddy?
Yeah. Oh, boy. AJ's phone? Just buzzed.
I'm thinking about this.
Okay.
Anytime.
Normally you have something really quick. Normally you're
I thought there was a serious question. It's not a serious question?
Well, yeah, of course. I want to know. If you don't say me or Parrish, I don't care.
Can you just show this crowd your $400 wallet?
Yeah.
Oh. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you wearing $90 shorts today, too? There it is, a $400
did
wallet.
Did you hear the ooze in the eye?
Oh, yeah, they love it. They can't believe it.
Open it up.
It's empty, but it looks good on the outside.
There's a golf tee in it.
You have a golf tee in your wallet?
Why? I don't know how it got there. I'm not.
You don't know how it got there.
I thought you like carried
cash,
just in case.
Insurance card. Hell yeah! Yeah. Well, you need some. Ass hockey.
Ass hockey.
Yeah, that's his.
We're gonna take a break here from Top Golf. 252 and 694. The grand opening 9 a.m. this morning. So we're here until 9. We're gonna play initials at 8:15. But you guys can come hit some golf balls at 9 o'clock here at Top Golf. It's gonna be sweet. Thanks for having us out, Top Golf. Thanks for all the food over there too. It smells super good. All right, we'll come back. Parrish, are you a Star Wars fan?
Absolutely.
I knew the answer to that question. You're not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to ask you questions that I know the answer to, but I just wanted you to say yes. I have news for you and Turner.
Awesome.
And AJ as well. AJ cares too.
I also have something for you, Corey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Top signs you're addicted to television.
Oh, yes.
One is your beard is falling off your face.
Yeah, that's
slowly melting.
That's number one.
Got you have a bad left knee.
That's my right knee, but that's
that was a test. See if you were faking it.
Yep. And three is every female in your house hates you.
I think the four-year-old still likes me. I'm clinging.
Now, we had to talk.
That was only because you let her jump off the counter.
That is true. That is true. Power Trip Morning Show live from Top Golf returns after this on The Fan.
It's a Purple Friday on The Fan, presented by the Greater Twin Cities Honda Dealers.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. A nice, easy start to your Friday. We have no accidents and no delays. Heading northbound on Highway 169, the exit ramp to Old Shakopee is closed with road work. The southbound 169 exit to Old Shakopee is back open. Traveling in both directions of the crosstown, you'll find the exits to 28th Avenue closed with construction. That's traffic on The Fan, sponsored by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO could help you get great coverage at a great price. And it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to GEICO.com today and see how much you could save.
Hey, it's Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show for LutherAuto.com and Luther Dealerships. You know, my Luther Dealership's just a couple miles from here. That's where I got my vehicle, right off of 252 and 694 right now at Topgolf. But, man, on the boulevard down here, that's where there's a whole bunch of Luthers. But if you don't know where Luther locations are, you go to LutherAuto.com. And right now is a great time to go because all month long, It's lights out. If you're driving around and there's a dashboard light on and you're freaking out, don't freak out. Just get to Luther and LutherAuto.com. They will turn that light off for you. They will run a free computerized diagnostic. They'll get to the core of the problem, figure out what's going on with your vehicle. Then they will give you a free, no-obligation estimate in terms of what it's going to take to keep that light off permanently. That's the goal, right? You don't want the stress. You don't want to worry about what's going on. Just let Luther figure it out. Great customer service, great people. And, of course, if you're just looking for a vehicle, whether it's new or used, Luther is the place to go. Largest inventory in the state of Minnesota. Over 13,000 vehicles can be found at Luther locations. Find them online right now at during Lights Out at LutherAuto.com.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Friday morning, and we are live at Top Golf in Brooklyn Center. The whole Power Trip Morning Show, including an early rising Mark Parrish this morning, scarfing down some bacon. How's the bacon over there, brother?
It's really good.
Yeah, bacon's always good.
Yes. It's hard to mess up bacon.
Good point.
Nothing like Mountain Dew and bacon in the morning for Mark Parrish.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
That sounds about
absolutely
what I want.
I take after my 8-year-old.
He drinks Mountain Dew.
Do you drink Mountain Dew? Tom Green. All day if we let him.
Yeah, I bet he would.
Yeah,
Mountain Dew and Doritos is the only reason I'm still alive.
Yep,
right? Middle school, I survived on those two things.
Cool Ranch, superior to nacho cheese.
That is disgusting.
That's made up.
Nobody thinks that.
Want to throw some love to our listeners in Northfield and the other places that were hit by tornadoes last night, man. Did you see that?
Dicey.
Yeah, man, it got really dicey last night.
Yeah, my spot, right? T.I. I heard they had to shift the concert venue even potentially, I guess, right? With Deep Purple and
is that right?
Judas Priest, some kind of a backup venue. I don't know what they did, but when I was driving around last night and the National Weather Service broke in on the fan when I was listening to a Muss and Latavius Murray. Yeah, they were saying, you know, T.I. was, like, right in the path. So I guess it got dicey down there. Hopefully everybody's okay.
I'm sure you guys saw my Twitter, and it's less tragic than a tornado. But I did leave my window down all night last night.
Did you really?
In my truck.
How bad is it?
It's horrible. I left
soaked?
It all the way down, and I parked outside in the cul-de-sac because we had a new, driveway installed.
Mm.
And
rain?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been installed. You can't drive on it for 2 weeks. I digress. We're not writing a book about my driveway.
I am. It's called Hawk's Driveway.
No, sounds great.
Chapter one.
So stone cold drenched.
So literally, I left. So Lucy Dog wanted to stick her head out the window when we were driving home.
No.
So I let her stick her head out the window, and like an idiot, I forgot to roll it back up. And it rained a little last night.
Just a little?
And it's a brand new truck.
Do you have standing water in your car?
I had standing water in the passenger seat of my truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, when I came out this morning.
Luckily, way to go.
Passenger seat, or driver's seat. Yeah, so that was, you know, that's my personal tragedy.
Yeah.
But I think I'll get through it.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
For a lot of people, Star Wars has been tragic the last handful of years. Not necessarily the quality of the film, it's just there's been so many of the films. Parrish, you agree with that or not? Too many too soon?
Yeah, a little bit. I think they got a little bit one on top of each other.
Nope, you're the only one that hears that.
No, he's playing Star Wars music. Parrish knows what he's doing.
He's all over it.
That's Star Wars music?
Yeah.
Lesser known, but
Abbott knows. Darth Maul, man.
Okay.
Well, the CEO of Disney, which owns Star Wars, says that a Star Wars slowdown is coming. He claims, quote, a little too much too fast. So they're going to slow it down. From 1977 through 2005, there were just six, of course, the two trilogies. In the last 3 years, there's been four, with The Force Awakens, Rogue One, Solo, and The Last Jedi. So he's saying they're going to pull
Solo!
It back.
Solo!
Seeing they're going to slow down and not kick these things out every 6 weeks. Your thoughts?
I agree with that. I thought Solo was pretty good, but I think there's just a lot of burnout.
Have you still not seen Solo?
A negative review.
Yeah, I thought it was good, too.
That means it's bad.
Turner loved it.
So. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either, and I've had the opportunity a bunch of times. I just haven't decided to do it.
It's sour.
I've seen every Rick and Morty episode about 14 times.
Yeah, I've already finished the fifth season of BoJack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I was on the plane the other day. I chose to watch repeats of Rick and Morty I've seen at least 10 times as opposed to watching Solo.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It just doesn't interest me, and I can't. Let's talk to the gentleman. Sir, you were talking a lot last segment, but thankfully this segment you've been very nice and just sat here quietly. So I'm gonna reward you by putting you on. What's your name, sir?
I'm Kevin Wibaczynski.
I wouldn't say that.
Right on. Where are you from, sir?
Lakeville, Minnesota.
I'm just going to throw this out there, and don't be offended. I smell alcohol on you.
I just came from the bar.
That's what I thought.
It's, yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, here's the thing.
It's 6:28. What do you mean you just came from the bar? Came,
are you
please,
a parish?
What is, bar was open?
This is safe room.
What time zone does he think this is?
Yeah, are you, safe is room. This, do you think this is Las Vegas?
He walked here from downtown.
Got
all right,
it. Lakeville.
And
downtown,
this is a
Lakeville.
Safe area right here. I should have asked you to just tell me your first name before you admitted that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he works at an elementary school in 3 hours.
Jeez.
This is a judgment-free zone. Don't worry about
it. Is it?
It is.
I wasn't judging. I was just reporting.
Okay. Did you like Solo?
I haven't seen it yet.
Good point. No. See?
Wow. You're pretty quiet when we actually right let you talk.
No, and he, but he's a good man. I like this guy.
Said no one ever.
Oh. Can you believe he talked about you like that?
I don't care.
Be careful. I'm afraid to put the mic over there.
Perovich has got his finger on the dump button. We're fine.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and say what you're going to say, but please keep it clean.
It's unbelievable.
Yep,
yeah, I agree.
It is unbelievable. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh.
Nice EMF reference. EMF.
So thank you very much.
We're talking about addiction to television?
Yes, sir.
You got some stats?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, my friend. Thank you. Good
Saw seems
to, you.
To be bored with the Star Wars talk. He cut Parrish off like yeah. mid-sentence. Parrish hadn't talked in 10 minutes.
I did.
I asked Parrish a question too much. About 4 words in and... Sauce changed the subject.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think, Mark, you say about four
words?
What
was the time about golf?
Yeah. I think it was 4 words in you got.
Yeah.
And then Sauce stepped right on your touchdown call.
My bad.
A new study found...
He got a new contract. He just talks whenever he wants.
That's
now.
True. That's part of his contract. It's actually
Shut
extender,
up.
Yeah. Whoa.
I can leave. No one seems to care if I did.
Everybody. That guy's holding the door open. Unbelievable. A new study found that more than 40% of us think we're addicted to watching television. And here are the top 10 signs you might be a television addict.
Thanks, Jerry Lewis.
That wasn't a bad Jeff Foxworthy, right?
That was
no.
That was Jeff Foxworthy.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, that was.
Wait, Lost in the Shuffle. Sauce just thought that was Jerry Lewis.
Isn't he the, how does he talk?
You might be.
Oh, what's the... Never mind. Keep going, please.
How many years is that contract extension?
28?
God dang it.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's how long Suge Knight's going to jail.
You own at least one massive television. The average flat screen is about 45 inches. So
45? Why even watch it? Are you nuts? My God, what a waste of time.
So one for one.
Yeah.
You pay for things like Netflix and Hulu, and you still have cable. Things like the NFL package also count.
Yeah, check. Check, check.
Might as well DirecTV instead of cable.
Yeah, check for
gotcha.
Him.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
Your TV is the focal point of your living room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whose isn't?
And
right?
a couple
I mean,
others.
What else are you going to look at?
Yeah, how Each many other? Rooms?
Yeah, right.
It's the focal point of every room I'm in.
You notice yourself talking about your favorite shows a lot.
Have you guys seen The Americans? It's on FX with American Treasure Kerry Russell and Matthew Reese, who just won an Emmy. You guys seen that yet?
No.
Okay.
Watched an episode last night.
First time I brought
Did
it up.
You?
How far into it are you?
Start of the third season.
Still loving it?
Ooh.
Sec 2-3 episodes in.
It's brilliant, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's amazing.
It is super good.
It forces you to think and ponder situations
Sauce,
you never would
Sauce,
normally.
Sauce, cut him off. He's talking. Say something, Paul. Now he's not even listening. Say what you're saying, though.
It forces you to ponder in situations that you
I mean,
normally
TVs
never
do you have.
Shut up. Let him talk. No, but it does. It challenges like whether, like how you would rank in terms of importance: family over country, over friends, over kids. It's so good. And she's
morals, everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's great.
Morla, the ancient one.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a favorite spot on the couch where you like to sit and watch?
I do. That's everybody.
Yeah, I lay down.
I ever sit.
Daddy's Dent.
I have a favorite spot.
Daddy's Dent. Hockey's seen that film.
Yeah. You tend to the hog the remote.
You what? Tend to the hog.
I'm sorry. You tend to hog the remote.
You hogs ready to go out? Yep.
Yeah.
Why did you and your hog sound exactly the same?
Because my hog's part of me. Nah. Gross.
Touche. And you stay up late a lot because you can't stop watching and binge watching shows.
Corey Cove.
Robot Sauce is here.
All of those, but the last one is me.
Well, lately.
Yeah, like, you know, that's steroid related the last week and a half. But otherwise, I don't do that. But otherwise, all of the rest of them are 100% me.
You got to give up the juice, man.
Yeah, or give it to hockey.
Yeah,
give me the real
juice. Got it
until
Tuesday still, so.
Ugh.
And it sounds like I'm in the kids class when it comes to juice, because our guy Stopwatch is just jacked. He laughed at my prescription.
Basically.
Well, he's a drug addict.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
He's
got
he
problems.
Yeah, our boss is a drug addict.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to do the Fantasy Charge Challenge. John Kreisel, who's getting married tomorrow, will join via telephone. Of course, Paul Charchian as well. That's Mark Parrish, AJ Mansoor, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, I'm Corey Cove. Mike Grimm will be here shortly. We'll play initials at 8:15.
Where are we?
We're at Topgolf.
I'm going to go hit a golf ball right now.
Go ahead.
Do it. Sure.
All right. Do a commercial first. We'll be back after this, live from Topgolf right here on The Fan.
This is The Power Trip on iHeartRadio and KFAN.com.
Yeah, man. We're still here at Topgolf, and we don't have a watch. So, Joe, you're going to have to tell us when the commercial's over. I love Sleep Number beds. You love Sleep Number beds. Can I show you how I like to lay down on my Sleep Number bed?
Absolutely. I have a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It's the best bed on the planet. No. Hockey is currently showing us how he lays in his.
Now, this floor is not a 45 Sleep Number like my bed is.
No,
and it's not comfortable.
And it's not forming to your body like my bed does.
No, but I do have my hand where I normally place it when I'm sleeping.
I can see
very
that.
Accurate.
What makes your bed so comfortable?
Well, it forms to my body. And I like my bed to be a little softer than everybody else's. So I have a 45 Sleep Number. What's yours?
Mine is 55. What's your wife's?
Hers is 75. But she's got her own side of the bed.
Right. That's what makes the Sleep Number bed perfect.
It's pretty awesome.
It's the best bed ever.
And you have that Sleep Number 360 smart bed. So whenever you like roll over it, it like senses it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's the best bed I've ever slept in.
What would you say to somebody who's never laid down in a Sleep Number bed?
I would say go to a store, get checked out, find out what your Sleep Number is, and you'll never go back.
Individual fit technology. And did you know, by the way, you could come in and see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds, and it's your competitive edge from only $999. And did you know Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the Minnesota Vikings? Where can I find a Sleep Number store?
Well, I got mine at the Mall of America. They have a Sleep Number store in Maple Grove.
Yeah, and there's one in Woodbury as well.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Head out to the Friday Football Feast as PA in Charge gets you geared up for the Buffalo Bills this week at Buffalo Wild Wings in Maplewood on Friday, today from 9 to noon. Be there for the boom and get the complete broadcast schedule at KFAN.com.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show, where the bacon is flowing and the eggs look delicious.
This is legitimately some of the best bacon I've ever had.
We are Top Golf.
You guys all have this yet? Have you had it yet, Hawk, or not?
Yeah, I have.
My God.
A piece of bacon a moment ago. Have you guys had breakfast? Everybody loving it? It's great here at Top Golf, isn't it? Are you having fun?
I am. Yes, I am.
What is your name?
Jess.
Jess, are you here willingly, or did you get kidnapped?
Willingly.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. No offense. I know you don't look like a kidnapper or anything. I'm just saying. Well, you had some bacon?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you waiting on? It's delicious.
It's so good.
So good. Top Golf in Brooklyn Center is where we're at this morning. We're broadcasting live till 9 when they open the doors to everybody. But we got some very special VIPs like this guy. What's your name, sir?
Elliot.
Hey, he's never heard that.
Are you going to hit some golf balls today?
That's the hope.
Yeah, man. We hope that you do as well. Thanks for being here.
Parrish, your thoughts on this elite bacon. Isn't this insanely good?
The Canadian bacon's good as well.
Okay.
I like the eggs, too.
Okay, Corey.
We're Americans here, Mark.
Yeah, Parrish has been to...
That's some of the best bacon I've ever had. I don't know how often are they going to sell bacon here? Do they crack open at 9 a.m. and just start slinging bacon?
Yes.
It's crazy good.
They do. They crack open and start slinging bacon. Can I hit
Canada,
some balls?
They just call it ham.
Wait, we have to do the church challenge, Todd.
I know, but
salad.
I pick last, and I don't think about it anyway. I just do it.
Oh, God, here we go.
Paul Charchian joins us every Friday at 6:40 for the Fantasy Charge Challenge. He has for years, and he joins us now. Hi, Charge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's Top Golf?
It's awesome, by the way. You're going to like it even if you're not a golfer, because I'm not a golfer either, but this is absolutely my kind of golf, because it is kind of like a bowling alley for golf. You don't have to go out onto the course for 4 hours. You just kind of hack a golf ball for a bit, like Chris just did.
I think he hit it over the fence to the right.
You aim at targets. It is. AJ said it perfectly earlier, Charge. It's basically a real-life video game because they keep track of your points. You aim for targets. They have these crazy sensors. There's a whole bunch of different games you can play. It's for novices and for experienced golfers.
They've gamified golf.
Yes, they gamified golf.
Yeah. I love
it. That's a good way to say it.
I love it.
I don't know how deep you got into the Tiger Woods series, Charge, but this was part of one of those games back in the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's really cool.
I love it. Is it indoor or outdoor? Or both?
It's outdoor, but they have a buttload of heaters. So unless it just absolutely bottoms out and goes minus 20, this thing's going to try to stay open as much as possible. They already have the snow system figured out. I guess there's a couple in Chicago. So they have other cold weather Top Golf, so they are absolutely prepared.
It's sweet.
I've heard that Minnesota's got the highest per capita number of golfers in America.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've heard such a thing, too.
Yeah, it gets warm, and everybody's like, I'm hitting the golf course. That makes sense.
For those of you that aren't here, and those of us that are watching hockey play golf, he's trying to do the, like, pro where they, like, get to the top of their swing and then hold it. But he swings half-ass and then stops and then does it. It's really weird to watch.
He's giving the driver.
Heads up, Charge. You might get hit wherever you are.
Here he goes, Chris Hockey, Chris off the tee.
Oh, my gosh.
He's legitimately better than I am, so I can't make fun of him. That's a pretty good swing
Chris
for a
Hockey
guy that
was
doesn't
in
golf.
A band rise, has
Hold the
with,
pose.
Has slept with multiple zeros.
I know Joe Paravich just said it, Paul Charting, but let's just rehash if somebody just joined in the last 2 minutes. Where is the Friday football feast today?
In some distant land called Maplewood?
Maplewood, yes.
Yes, I think I have to update my passport to get there. And Maplewood, Buffalo Wild Wings today, 9 to noon.
All right, let's get to the Fantasy Charge Challenge. And I know the groom is on the phone. We're going to get to John Creasel in a second. But here's your quick breakdown after 2 weeks. I have to lead with 44 points.
Shocking.
I got 32 from Cousins last week. Hockey is second with 40. He got 35 from Mahomes last week.
Man.
AJ is third with 34. He got 14 from Case Keenum. Creasel has 31. He's in fourth. He got 15 from Jared Goff. The Ghost is in fifth with 30 points. The Ghost got 23 from Matt Stafford.
Oh, boy.
And if it ended today, the only person that would be taking a 37-hour bus ride back from Las Vegas, Sauce, has 27 points after 14 from Jimmy Garoppolo. Paul.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I don't care. It's early.
Yeah. It is early, but worst-case scenario for Sauce, he would have to do the 37 hours alone.
Alone, right. You would want to lose with somebody else.
Yes.
I'd be the most feared person on that bus if I did.
That's probably true. Maybe Parrish will all ride back with him just to be
would
nice.
Would you take your shoes off? Would you take your shoes and socks off?
Yeah.
Golf is easy.
Yeah, you actually know what you're doing for a guy that doesn't
Well, he's got the pose
play.
Down.
You're bumping up that seven-month call?
Maybe. The order this week goes me, AJ, Creasel, Sauce, Hockey, and of course the sixth option, the undrafted option, is always the Ghost. Charge, who are the six options this week?
We've done quarterbacks. We've done running backs. Let's turn our attention to wide receivers. These wide receivers are so popular, even Chris Hockey will know all six of them.
Gotcha.
Beginning
we'll
with,
be the judge of that.
Yeah, well, there's that. AJ Green at Carolina. The Panthers have surrendered just one touchdown through the air so far this year to wideouts, but A.J. Green scored three times last week alone and has four touchdowns on the season. Next, DeAndre Hopkins hosting the New York Giants. Football Outsiders Analytics say that New York is the 26th defense against wide receivers and 23rd at defending the left side of the field, and that's where DeAndre Hopkins lines up over 50% of his snaps. A good opportunity for DeAndre Hopkins.
Now, can I ask you a question quickly there?
Yes.
This is for the whole panel. Who's quarterbacking for Houston?
Houston has got Deshaun Watson.
But, I mean, is he healthy, too?
Yeah, he's healthy. Okay, none of these guys should have quarterback problems.
Okay.
Mike Evans hosts the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ryan Fitzpatrick is connected on 90% of his passes to Mike Evans this year, and he's currently ninth in yards. He's scored in both games, and the Steelers have allowed four wide receiver touchdowns already this year. Next, Adam Thielen, you may be familiar, goes up against Buffalo. Buffalo's allowed the second most wide receiver touchdowns this year, and Thielen will square off against rookie cornerback Taron Johnson out of the slot. He's making just his third NFL start. This feels like a sizable mismatch. Next, T.Y. Hilton goes to Philadelphia. T.Y. Hilton is sixth in red zone targets, second in red zone touchdowns among all receivers in the NFL. The Eagles have given up the fourth most receptions and third most receiving yards to wide receivers. I swear there's a chicken in the background.
No, that's hockey swinging a golf club.
It makes the ball go 15 feet and then he poses.
Yeah, and we giggle.
Then, lastly, Odell Beckham is at Houston. We already talked about the DeAndre Hopkins side of this matchup. The Giants will be countering with Odell Beckham, probably the best player on this list. But the Texans have allowed only 10 receptions at 96 yards per game to receivers this year.
All right, so A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Evans, Adam Thielen, T.Y. Hilton, and Odell Beckham Jr. Again, it goes me, A.J. will get to the phone call of John Creasel, then Sauce, Hockey, and the Ghost is sixth. I'm going to be a believer in Fitzmagic. I'm going to take Mike Evans against the Steelers first. AJ.
I would have gone that way as well. So I'm going to force my hand and hope that he plays more than a quarter and go Adam Thielen.
Thielen second, huh? We go to the phone lines. He's getting married tomorrow, guys. How about a round of applause for the groom, John Creasel?
All right, John.
What's going on, fellas?
You found somebody that dumb.
Wow.
I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins.
All right. DeAndre Hopkins. How prepared are you for the wedding this weekend?
Super prepared. Now it's just Doc needs to get his ass up here so we can do the rehearsal. We're going to golf. We're going to get lit tonight. And, everything's locked in. We're ready to rock.
Well, we miss you here at Top Golf, but congrats on the wedding this weekend, John. And obviously we'll see you shortly, and Sauce will be riding up with his $400 wallet and his $90 jeans in a matter of hours.
Perfect.
All right, dude. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Bye, John Creasel. All right, Mike Evans off the board. Adam Thielen off the board. DeAndre Hopkins off the board. Sauce.
I'm going to 100% regret this. But I have to go A.J. Green.
You don't have to. You could pick T.Y. Hilton or Odell Beckham Jr. too.
I'll go A.J.
A.J. Green. Hawks. Come on. T.Y. Hilton or Odell Beckham Jr.?
He doesn't know who either of them are.
He knows who Odell Beckham is. He's got to.
He might not, but
he's
that leaves
got
the
to.
Question mark that we all have, that does he know who T.Y. Hilton is?
That one could be dicier.
Probably calls him Ty Hilton.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know who he plays for.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Who are you taking?
Somebody help me out.
No
help. Jackson. Odell Beckham.
You know, I'm going with Odell Beckham.
Odell
he's got cool hair.
Beckham Jr. So T.Y. Hilton is the ghost. Charge, how'd you have it?
I had it in this order. Mike Evans and Adam Thielen, which is the same order that you guys selected them in. And then A.J. Green.
Yes.
And then T.Y. Hilton. Then DeAndre Hopkins. And Odell Beckham was my final choice.
All right.
Who does he play for real?
T.Y. Hilton?
Yeah. Colts. Indy. Andrew Luck is his quarterback.
Anaheim.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
You just don't know till they play the game.
That is true.
Yeah, you don't know who they are until they play the game.
How dare you?
So, Charge, B-dubs, 9 to noon, the Friday Football Feast. Any video game news we need to get to here in the last 30 seconds of this bit?
Nah.
That sounds like no.
Nah, not really. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of cool stuff coming for Switch, but it's all a ways off. So, okay. Nah, not really.
Right on.
All right, sorry.
Thanks, Charge. Yeah, appreciate it, man.
You. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, babe.
Charge from fanball.com.
Did you guys see how good I am at golf?
You're not the worst.
You're not great.
Parrish, break it down.
You have that pose down.
Thank you.
It was much better than I was expecting, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
I thought I was going to see more Corey in you, but no. That was,
you know what?
Pretty good.
Lots of
you were closer to Sauce.
That's why I hired him as an intern a long time ago. Same reason. That's pretty gross, wasn't it?
Slept my way to the top.
Yeah, you sure did. Here's what I figured out. If you look at the ball the whole time, you could hit it.
It's amazing.
I'm serious.
They tell you to keep your eye on the ball.
That's what I mean. Right. You just keep. You don't lift your head and you hit the ball. It's easy.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm bored with it already. I'm good at it.
So
I need to move on to something harder now.
4 or 5 months pro?
Well, you might want to aim for further targets. That's the goal, right?
Oh, no. That's as far as I can get.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Am I supposed to hit it farther?
Did you hit it into any of the targets? Honestly,
you might want to straighten it out a little bit, too.
What do you mean you can't see that far? Those targets are gigantic.
I really can't. I don't know. As soon as the ball leaves the old, whatever you call the white thing sticking out of the ground, I can't see any farther.
If you can't see any farther than that, then honestly, please get off the roads.
I thought you did a great job, Hogs.
Thank you, Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting off the roads, I legitimately saw a couple the other day so old, both of them. I thought they were both dead, and one of them, of course, was driving. Neither one of them looked like their eyes were open.
Really?
Due to the old wrinkles. The guy who was sitting shotgun basically looked like the old guy from Up. And I'm going, even at their most competent, they're going to kill somebody almost every trip to Target.
Did you find out where PA was going?
Yeah. PA and Wabi?
I'm kidding, PA. I couldn't think of anybody else to say.
I wouldn't have been able to see Wabi's head if they were both sitting together.
Wow.
Oh, there he is. Oh, no, where'd he go? Oh, there he is. Oh, where'd he go?
How dare you?
There he is. We'll do Fan 5 when we come back. You can start guessing on Twitter, by the way, as well, who's going to win initials and how many points are going to score. It's Mark Parrish, Chris Hockey, Mike Grimm's going to be here, AJ Mansour going for the record-tying 73rd win, and Sauce, you got to have the hashtag Power Trip.
What's the hashtag?
Hashtag Power Trip on Twitter for initials. Guess who wins, how many points they score. If you get it right, you're eligible to have your name drawn to win a $100 Visa gift card thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew, which is exactly what Parrish is drinking right now. Fan 5 is next. This is the Power Trip live from Top Golf right here on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
We've lost our entire crowd.
Yeah, Top Golf opened up the bays so the roots can go out and golf, and everybody exited the little banquet hall.
I can't blame them.
Now, they can technically still hear us, I think, out there.
That's
but they're
true.
They're all hacking at the golf clubs now.
I can't blame them.
They even stood up together.
They did.
The exact same time.
Choreographed.
I'm hooked, by the way.
Yeah, you're good awesome, at this, dude.
That's fun.
I was watching you there, AJ.
I don't think I've hit a golf ball. The only time I played golf in the last 3-4 years was the first two holes of the Chad Greenway tournament last year before it got rained out. That was terrible. I just hit the three best golf shots in my life.
You had cobwebs on your golf course.
I did.
Legit cobwebs.
I had to pull them out of the garage. John Randall, of course, was the one that noticed that there were cobwebs on my golf clubs and a little spider egg sack.
Whoa! Yes. So not even metaphoric cobwebs.
Oh,
actual
no.
physical cobwebs.
Cobwebs.
Wow.
That was even a joke.
That's sweet.
AJ, can I be rude?
No, go ahead.
You're out of breath and you were hitting golf balls.
I am.
You hit six balls and you're winded.
It was more the run back in, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
That's a 30-foot run.
Hey, do you see how fast I got here, though?
It was pretty brisk.
I heard you guys were back.
Yeah, you're pretty good at golf. I got to tell you, it seems like a pretty easy sport.
Those are legitimately the best golf shots I've ever hit.
Yeah, man. And you know what? Somebody pointed out to me, though, and I didn't think about it. Sauce, I wish you'd said this to me. I'm way up off the ground, so it looks like my balls are going forever.
Correct. Yeah. So if you're horrible at this, go up to one of the top bays, right? Go on the second or third floor. Don't hit it off the bottom floor. That's for the pros.
So I was talking to Chris about this, and obviously I would not recommend this, but they have measures in place to prevent situations like this. Do you remember 3-ish years ago, we saw, probably posted to the website, a video of a guy who was doing one of these and went over the edge? He was probably a little under the influence.
I saw that.
And he got caught by the net. They have all these nets out there that prevent people from injuring themselves.
And they just gave the entire group here, all the Power Trip listeners that won spots to this exclusive event via KFAN.com. They just gave them the quick safety rundown before they let the hounds go. And one of the things was no Happy Gilmore swings, because how you'll walk off the edge of the Top Golf bay here.
So absolutely.
No swinging like Happy. Well, although I think we'd all like to try that, but just not here at Top Golf.
It's kind of fun to look out now that there's, 10-ish, 15 bays that are open. And you look out past everybody and you see these golf balls just going
like a laser
all over the place.
You know what? I got to tell you, it's super fun, and I'd encourage everybody at 9 o'clock when the doors open to come down and try this, honestly.
This is sweet.
And this is probably something that I should have known before I got here. This is, for me, I'm 10 times more fun than playing regular golf.
Yeah, 100%.
It's perfect. It's a perfect scenario for it. Yeah. I'm referencing our guy off mic here. Do you make reservations, or do you just show up? How does it work?
create a membership.
Here, let's just, yeah, sorry, yeah. Let's get him a mic. Tell us how he's talking about. He can talk.
Yep, there you go.
What's up, man? What's your name?
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
So you can either walk right in,
okay,
get a membership card. You get a lifetime. It's $5. You get a lifetime fee. You can sign up.
Keeps track
online,
of scores
through an app.
Stuff.
There's a Topgolf app. You can log in, reserve a bay as you come up, or come in, just get on a wait list right away.
Yeah.
If we are on a wait, which it's probably going to be pretty busy here right off the bat.
I guess, yeah.
We got the bar, the lounge. There's terrace up on the roof.
Okay.
Outdoor bar up there, too.
That's really cool.
Got everything.
How many bays do you have?
102.
My gosh.
102?
Look at Parrish has got a Topgolf membership. Yeah. He's not messing around. He's already got one of those cards.
What is that, a $5 wallet?
He's in.
You got your card. Yeah.
$5 card and a $400 wallet.
And it's a $5 to me.
Well, Tyler, this place is absolutely spectacular, and I know you broke it down for us before the show started, but I just can't believe how much fun this is going to be for people who don't golf.
Right.
That's the key, is you don't have to be a good golfer. Chris just crushed it and had fun, and he sucks, and he's better than me.
Tyler actually said he'd never seen a more natural golf swing.
That's not what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did say that, didn't you?
To give lessons.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you, Tyler.
This is one of the games that it's more fun than it sounds, even. It just kind of, it's not the easiest thing to describe to people, especially that they're non-golfers, what it is. You come on and play it, and everybody I've ever played it with just falls in love with it instantly.
And since this is my first time actually in a Topgolf, even though, again, I've driven past this one a bunch, and I've driven past the one in Las Vegas a bunch, if you just kind of drive by it, it looks like a driving range, and you look like that's for people that want to go to a driving range. But once you get in it and see how kind of high-tech this is and how cool it is, it's way more than you can see from the outside. You got to pop your head in and check this out.
Yeah,
this is
pretty
unique. Yeah, you could come here and party. You don't even have to golf.
Going to drink.
Kind of like a bowling alley. Again, this is classy bowling alley.
Yeah, that's what it is. So thanks, Tyler. That's
awesome. Thanks, Tyler.
No problem.
You are the creator.
All right. Okay.
Tyler the creator.
Sure. I see what you did there. Fan five, here we go.
Is that right?
Can we do what really matters?
Yes. Yes, let's do what really
How
matters.
How good is that bacon, Hogsy?
I'm not eating that. I'm eating cantaloupe. I just love cantaloupe.
What? Cantaloupe. Great.
You're the only one.
Yeah. Hmm. Honeydew, do you like that too?
Sure.
Ugh. What's wrong with cantaloupe and honeydew? My kids love it.
Ugh. No taste. Yeah. Makes me.
The Vikings host the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, right here on The Fan at Noon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Everybody's golfing.
I'm super excited. No,
there I'm are going.
Six, seven.
You're
people
going?
In here
I'm
now.
Going.
Sweet.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. Appreciate that.
I'm pretty excited about it.
I am too.
Yeah.
What do we think if they lose? How many people will Zimmer and Spielman
it's
cut
over.
If they lose this game? Who will they blame it on? Blame it on the rain. 16.5-point favorites on Sunday. Again, we went through this earlier, but only 62 times since 1970 has there been a spread this big in the NFL ever, and 8 of those have occurred in week 3 or earlier. So a spread this big this early in the season is extremely rare. It's about once every 5 years or so.
It could be a trap game. I just don't think I don't think it's possible.
The Vikings have way too much talent.
I would think so.
The Bills have unbelievable turmoil with everything that's going on. Their coach, we know everything that's happened to him, but there's no way. And Parrish, you've been on bad teams. Eventually, and I get it's week 3, but we saw it last year with Cincinnati. The second they got off the plane, they're going, oh, man, I don't want to do this. And the Vikings rolled over. I know they're paid, but there are guys that are like, I don't want to be here.
Absolutely.
Right, even 100%. Though it's week 3.
Yeah, even though it's week 3. Yeah, for sure. I've played with guys like that. It happens. It's just, it gets into a guy's psyche, and once that gets in, it's just cancerous. Any kind of negativity is just cancerous to any pro sports team. And, yeah, it easily can happen this early in the season.
LeSean McCoy's banged up. They took away Leslie Frazier's play-calling abilities as defensive coordinator in the second half of week 2. Obviously, we have a terrible quarterback in Nathan Peterman, and then they went to rookie Josh Allen, and he didn't do much either. You had Vontae Davis retiring at halftime of week 2. The Bills are crazy dysfunctional right now. And again, according to 538, on pace to be historically bad, which is why the 16.5-point spread occurs at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday.
I was chatting with Tommy Olsen yesterday, and this was his college perspective of it, but it has to carry over that the starters get out there and they try to score as many points as they can, as fast as they can, so that they can put a baseball hat on and watch the second half from the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And especially on a week where you're getting ready for a Thursday night game against a tough opponent in the Rams, as soon as you can get your starters out and put baseball caps on them, it's going to be good. And it might be good for this team, too, to figure out the little depth behind them, who's actually going to contribute per an injury down the line.
I think the way they finished last weekend against the Packers, too, with that tie, that just leaves a bad taste in their mouth. So I think everybody's going to come out fired up at home.
I hope you're right, man. Again, I'd like to see the running game be good. I'd like to see, us to be that much better than this team. And I understand that the opportunity to look past them for people to come in and look, I got to believe this team is past that. After what happened in the AFC Championship game and after what happened last week, I believe they bring their lunch pails to work, so to say, every day. You know what I mean, Mark?
When you're that team, when your focus is on a championship, you don't look past teams. It's all business. You just becomes a machine, more or less, like the Detroits in the mid-90s and even Pittsburgh and Washington even a little bit in the NHL. They don't necessarily look past teams, but they're absolutely not worried about you either, because they're going to come in and just put on their game face, put on a show, go about and worry about next week.
How would you guys feel if we won 23-20?
Be weird. I think it'd be as much as people talk about there's no moral victories, that would be a moral loss.
That'd be a wake-up call.
Yeah. If you won by one over a team that'll probably have all new head coach. I mean, they won't have a new quarterback because he's a rookie, but it could be a completely different team, even by week eight. And you win by one at home, it'd be really bad.
That was weird. My scenario was 23-20.
I thought you said 21-20.
He meant one field goal.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you. I
you're welcome,
that too.
Yes.
Yeah. But what really matters, Chris, is this.
Great point. You guys remember a little game called Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I loved it so much.
So
go
much
for
fun.
The knockout.
That was the arcade version.
I know, and it was better. It was just
I
better.
I disagree.
Just better.
Yeah.
He only got paid $50,000 for that.
That's it?
And how much is it made?
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
And that must have been,
Back in the day before
85,
it was,
86 right? maybe, right?
Yeah, so it was probably $100,000 in today's money, maybe.
Maybe,
still,
I don't know.
That's still chump change.
And
obviously the video game world was much, much different back then, right? Now, a game like Mike Tyson's Punch-Out has got to be a seven-figure deal, right?
Mm.
I would assume if you're the title of the game, it's at least a million plus.
Residuals or something.
For sure.
Something, yeah, exactly.
When's the last time you guys played that game?
Last couple of years, because I have it on my Wii.
And does it hold up?
What?
I ask because the Nintendo Switch Online just launched, and there's a 7-day free trial, so I signed up for it. And with that comes 20 classic NES games. Some of the ones you'd imagine, Zeldas and Marios and Super Mario 3, Excitebike. And outside of those, I don't think any of them hold up.
I disagree. I think a lot of them do. The Mega Man still hold up.
Yeah, Mega Man's sweet.
Castlevania still holds up. Bubble Bobble, Ice Hockey. A lot of them are super fun. But Tyson's Punch-Out definitely holds up. But the last time I played it, I think you, Mark, maybe you, were you there at my house when we played this? Oh, we played Ice Hockey.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. The last time I played Punch-Out was a couple years ago. And it reminded me that it's essentially Dance Dance Revolution before Dance Dance Revolution.
Learn the pattern.
You basically have to figure out the pattern and then just time the pattern correctly. It's really not, a back and forth boxing match. It's how do you beat this person by understanding exactly what you have to hit when you have to hit it. There's really only one way to beat every single person on that game. It's just pattern-related.
Once you figure it out, you can cruise through it.
I still disagree with that. That's the hard part about that game. If you go back and play it, it's much harder than you remember. Even if you know the pattern, if you mistime any, like when the Great Tiger's doing his circle bit, if you're a split second late and he turns you pink, he knocks you out so fast. So you can't make a mistake.
I was just going to say that. I played it a couple weeks ago, and I was getting so frustrated because I couldn't quite get that timing down.
That Tiger?
That Great Tiger. Yeah. I agree with you. It absolutely holds up. Takes me right back to being a kid, but my boy absolutely loves it, too.
It's great.
They don't have an updated one?
I don't think so. I don't know
was
what you could
a
do
Super Nintendo
I think,
one?
Wasn't there? I think there was the original Wii had one.
Dude, Charch on his VR system on the Vive, the HTC Vive, has this game where you are – think of – Punch Out, but you are standing in front of the opponent, and it's this giant cartoon character, and it looks like he's 3 feet in front of you. Now, AJ just got winded walking 30 feet from the bay here at Topgolf. I boxed 3 or 4 rounds at Charge's house like 6 months ago. I was exhausted against a cartoon character. And it's kind of intimidating because the VR perspective is so overwhelming anyway. When you got this guy that's like 7 feet tall and he's right in your face and he's swinging at you and you have to duck, it trips you out.
I remember getting exhausted with the Wii when Wii boxing. And
oh, yeah.
You really need to start working out.
Yeah, you should work out. We're getting to the bottom of the problem here.
I did, however, Chris, bowl a 300 on Wii bowling.
See?
I bowled a 290, and I know that there's two ways to do that. You can get a spare in the first frame and then strike out, or throw 12 or 11 straight strikes and then gutter ball the last one.
Thanks, Smidium.
You're welcome. Smidium is nobody's talking to you.
Vikings
injury report. Did not practice was David Morgan, Marcus Sherrills, Dalvin Cook, and Everson Griffin, but full participants, Pat Elflein, who we expect back on Sunday, Matt Weil, Mackenzie Alexander, and Holton Hill.
Sweet.
Yeah. What really matters is this.
Again, going to be interesting to see who plays out of that group and who doesn't. Metallica's Black Album, which rocks.
It's the race point.
Has been on the Billboard 200 album chart for 500 non-consecutive weeks.
Ooh. Non-consecutive
weeks.
That's kind of a cool stat.
That's a pretty cool stat. So people will forget about it, and then they'll grab it again, and then they'll forget about it, and they'll grab it again. It's sort of like...
kind of what you do.
How dare you?
I think it's just because they're that good.
That
different generations keep coming along, and once they find them, everybody falls in love with them.
They're still very active in
touring all the time. Yeah. They come to your town and go, oh, yeah, I got to get that record.
And whether Metallica diehards want to hear this or not, that is the most digestible album for a mainstream Metallica listener, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And you're wearing the shirt as we speak, which is very strange.
Yeah.
What a coincidence, the Black Album Metallica shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Mike Grimm should be here shortly. He's the voice of the Minnesota Gophers. And real quick, by the way, not to bring the room down, but how about the sad news yesterday? Former Gopher lineman Nick Connolly died at age 22 on Wednesday after a four-month battle with cancer. Mm-hmm. From Red Wing, Minnesota, he was 6'7", 300 pounds. Everybody said heart of gold, all that stuff in the paper yesterday and on Twitter. Gophers are going to honor Nick Connolly on Saturday, which is tomorrow, against Maryland, by wearing wristbands and helmet stickers when the Gophers square off against the Terrapins at 11 a.m. right here in the Fan. So Nick Connolly, 22, four-month battle with cancer.
Poor baby.
That's awful.
Horrible. That's so horrible.
Yep. You know, honestly, man, he just found out in June.
My
goodness.
That's so sad.
God bless him.
All right, Mike Grimm shortly here at Topgolf. We'll play initials 1 hour from now when AJ goes for a record-tying 73rd. We'll see if Sauce or somebody else can stop him. That's AJ Mansoor, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, Mark Parrish is here. Mike Grimm on the way. I'm Corey Coven. This is the Power Trip Morning Show from Topgolf on The Fan.
It's a Purple Friday on The Fan, presented by the Greater Twin Cities Honda Dealers.
Free Movie Friday with Adam Tickets is back. The Adam Tickets app lets you browse movie titles, buy tickets, invite friends, pre-order concessions, all from your phone, and skip the lines. Today, Adam Tickets wants to give you a chance at free movie tickets, so text the word PEN, that's P-E-N, to Adam1, the number one, for your chance to win. Standard data and text message rates may apply.
Welcome back once again to the Power Trip Morning Show live from Topgolf. It's the opening day. It opens at 9. It's a very special Power Trip Morning Show for the VIPs who qualified. And you're hitting golf balls right now, just having a blast. It's basically a real-life video game. It's much fun. I had no idea it was going to be this much fun. So make sure you make plans to come down here today or this weekend and get her done.
So thanks to Topgolf for having us. Thanks to Coors Light for hooking us up, too. Hooked up all of our rooms at one exclusive pass. It was a bunch of Coors Light stuff, T-shirts and mugs and all this other cool stuff. So thanks to Coors Light for having us out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Coors Light Wales.
Yeah.
I love CL. This place. Do you think they'd let me move in?
No.
Paris, would you pay the rent?
Sure.
Thanks, babe.
Especially on a day like today where it's not a nice day where you maybe wouldn't go golfing. You can still come and have a lot of fun.
And those heat lamps are warm. I was just sitting out there. They'll keep
you. Are you out of breath?
The cold. No, I'm good. I paced myself on my way back. Met some people that apparently live down the street from me. That's great.
Small world.
Are they out of breath?
Nope. They're finely trained athletes.
Right on. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. We're going to do a little extended What Really Matters because we did Charge Challenge at 6:40, so we skipped that segment. We only got to like one or two last segments. So, Chris, if you don't mind, let's keep doing scores and stats, and you keep throwing nonsense.
I can't think of anything I'd rather do.
Last night, when the Cleveland Browns finally won a game for the first time in 2 years, they won 21-17 over the New York Jets. Baker Mayfield made his NFL debut, and he kicked ass, 17-23, led the team back from a big deficit, first win in 635 days, ends a 19-game winless streak for the Browns. That was the second longest streak since the 1970 AFL-NFL merger. Mayfield came in with 142 left in the second quarter, threw for 201 yards. He was pretty badass. But also in that game, before that, Isaiah Crowell of the New York Jets, former Cleveland Browns, Brown is the key word here, because he scored a touchdown and then wiped his ass with the football and then threw it into the crowd.
Yuck. Yeah, that was gross.
And AJ, I think you posted it.
I did. Yeah, it's up on the Power Trip page. He was a Cleveland Brown for 4 years.
He was, and then he you think of Randy Moss doing the fake moon at Lambeau Field. Chris, I don't know if you saw the video last night or Parrish.
Yeah, I did.
No. Crowell legitimately took the football, wiped it right up his crack about three or four times, and then just chucked it into the stands.
And he was flagged.
And it looked like he squatted at first to make it look like he pooed first.
Yeah. Yuck!
Yeah, it's really was, and I know, who cares, but it's really gross.
Wasn't Joe Buck the announcer last night?
Yeah, he was.
He was. Did he have a similar reaction that he had to the Randy Moss?
No, people are going crazy on him about it because
he's grown up.
Yeah. I don't want, I don't blame him for not going crazy about it, but it did gross me out.
If I was Isaiah Crowell, I would have just said I was praying, because the NFL lets you pray, you celebrate.
Mark,
just say that's the way you pray.
Now
wiping your butt with the football.
Hockey's dad's favorite player.
Genius. But what really matters is this.
Genius.
Parrish, your thoughts on the ad weapon there that you just watched.
Why?
Because it was badass.
No,
who cares?
No,
it's football, man.
It was,
you thought that was
weirdest
cool?
Things ever.
No, that was super cool.
By the
Are
way,
you into that?
Yeah.
Did you? What? Tell me again about the Browns streak. What did you say now?
It was 19 games, winless.
Gotcha. It's the longest Browns streak since Sauce sharted on the way here.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Oh God, yes.
This happened yesterday.
Oh God, I can't wait.
And by the way, you're gonna like this one. I was in the room when Sauce
did
it yesterday.
Yep. You'll like this. Let's not bring up sharding stories, okay?
Well, I don't want to feel left out.
Yeah, Corey can't play along.
My.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Talking to me.
What did I do?
Anyways, who cares? So yesterday, I had to go to the bathroom.
You had to go potty.
I had to go one, okay. Right? And my golf shirts, because I used to weigh a lot more, I'm getting back there,
are
really long, right? Mm-hmm. So they go to about here.
Yeah, they're like mini skirts.
For people not
basically,
in here.
Yeah, go to about, yeah.
Five people not
so here. I'm taking a one, standing. I'm on my phone like this, and I'm holding up my shirt
Oh, so you're no-handing it.
No, I'm holding, yeah.
Yeah, because one hand on your phone, one hand's on your shirt.
We call it the prom.
It's not very big, but and all of a sudden I saw something on my phone. I was like, oh, and I dropped my shirt, and it went over.
So you pissed all over your shirt.
All over myself at work.
At work.
So I sat in the bathroom and cleaned myself off for about 10 minutes, and then I went home. Actually, I hung out for a while.
Well, hang on. Let me. Don't skip my favorite part of the story. So I'm sitting in Chad Abbott's office. We call him Stopwatch, with our other boss, Greg Swedberg. So it's me, Chad, and Greg. We're just talking about nonsense because those two never have much to say anyway.
Wow.
And Sauce walks in and just goes, "I'm going home." And we're like, "Oh, okay, what's up?" And he just goes, "I just peed all over my own shirt. I'm going to go change." And Greg and Chad both, they're his boss, who just signed him to a fat extension, said, "Do you really think that's something you should tell people, that you peed all over your own shirt?" "I don't care. I'm going home to change. I might come back later."
I couldn't find Hockey. He would have been the first person.
Peed all over his own shirt.
And it went on some of my pants and my undies.
The unique thing about this job is
I'm 36.
You were off the clock. You didn't have to ask permission to go home and change.
Yeah. You could have just left.
You could have just
obviously, I need attention, positive or negatively. I had to tell somebody.
Hey, Mark, I think we've asked you this in the past, but let's ask again just because my memory's garbage. And if it's true, I want to know. Did you ever have to go to the bathroom while you were playing a game? Did you ever have that issue?
Oh, yeah.
What do?
You go to the bathroom.
In your actual jersey, or do you just try to find an intermission break?
Or do you just go?
Have you ever peed yourself during a game?
No, I have never. I had a teammate that did, and he would just... The poor equipment guys hated.
So he did it intentionally, not just once in a while accidentally.
He
wouldn't
leave. So
I got
to
go.
If he had to go at all, he just went.
That's got to be unbelievably distracting to play professional hockey with your... pants peed.
Well, you're already soaked from sweat anyway.
Yeah, but that's a different
but I hear you.
Soaked.
I hear you. Gross. Oh, yes, it does.
He stinks.
Well, hockey players stink. I can't imagine them peeing themselves as well.
Only when they're playing.
That's true. Otherwise, you smell like a man.
Yeah. A man. Thank man.
Is it my turn or yours, Chris?
It's I think yours.
That qualified is what really matters anyway. Okay.
Yeah, the sorry. Wolves rumor of the day. Yesterday was a lot of fun talking about Wolves rumors. This one's fun, too. The Wolves coach Tom Thibodeau would rather leave the Wolves than trade Jimmy Butler, according to multiple sources, that he's not interested in even a half rebuild. Obviously, if you keep the big cat, it's not a full rebuild, and they clearly
yeah, still
would.
Have Wiggins.
Okay. So you would still have a team, but he wants to win, which means he wants Butler, but everybody knows the Butler wants out. So the new hot rumor is that Tibbs would rather leave the Wolves than trade Jimmy Butler, and I think on behalf of everyone here at Top Golf, see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't care.
Nope. I think that the public response was, that's great news.
And yeah, the way that it was worded, too, was that he would dissolve his contract. So it's not like he would let them fire him and take the money.
You just quit.
He would quit. He meat sauce it.
Right, yeah. Like he gets past in initials victories and takes his ball home.
No.
What really matters is this.
Too expensive of a lifestyle.
Okay.
This is kind of interesting to me. A couple of things on Netflix this week that I'm interested in. The series premiere of Maniac.
I'm super pumped for this. Yeah. The reviews so far are pretty good, too.
Okay, it's Emma Stone and Jonah Hill.
Okay, yeah.
That looks great.
This
anyway,
looks really good, yeah, I know.
Two strangers who become drawn to each other while in the late stages of a mysterious high-tech medical trial that somehow connects their minds.
Can't wait.
So
sounds like a long Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, right. Also on Netflix, the series premiere of The Good Cop with a P.
Oh,
it's not about
starring Michael Fassbender. Yeah,
it stars Josh Groban as an NYPD detective reluctantly taking advice from his father, who's Tony.
Groban?
Isn't he
new acting?
Is Josh Groban Thanos?
That's Josh Brolin.
Josh Groban's a
singer. Yeah.
He was. How does he sing hockey?
And he does acting.
How does he sing?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I watched the first two episodes of that Norm MacDonald show on Netflix.
Yeah.
You guys seen it yet?
A little bit of it, yeah.
The format's kind of awesome.
I agree.
Where it's how do you describe it? It's like a talk show without editing.
Yeah.
And they show the people walking in, they show behind the scenes people fixing microphones, and it's almost like they left all of the behind the scenes stuff in.
Yeah.
And the David Spade episode I thought was really funny, by the way, too.
Yep.
And even he joked multiple times, is this even going to air?
Yeah.
Because it seems so haphazard.
Really?
And on a different podcast that will go unnamed, even though everybody knows what we're talking about, I heard Norm MacDonald a couple days ago talking about this show. And David Letterman is apparently an executive producer, big shot on this Norm MacDonald Netflix show. And Letterman told Norm MacDonald, you know, the key to being a great interview is listening to your subject, obviously, and being fully engaged, and he goes, you're not a good listener.
Yeah.
So he said his advice to Norm was, don't listen. That'll be your bit. So if they're talking about something, just look at meat sauce.
That's my bit.
I know.
Right, but basically it is, don't listen to what they say. Just jump in with anything. If you want to change the subject, even if they had a really good story going, just do what you do, and that's what will separate you. So I thought it was very funny. The David Spade one was good. I've seen about half of the Drew Barrymore episode, and I'm into it, man. It's kind of funny.
What channel is this Howard Stern show on? Is that the TV show?
Just leave it to Norm.
Yep.
Norm McDonald.
Oh, Norm.
Do it.
We finally caught a couple episodes of The Magic Show on Netflix.
Magic for Humans.
Magic for Humans.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You undersold it a little bit because I watch every single one of the tricks that they do and have zero tip-off as to how he's doing it. So much so that it because it's a TV show and because I'm not witnessing it in person, I think it's all fake.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to not feel that way because
he's so
whatever,
good.
You know, air quotes you want to use, magic that he's doing is stunning. Like, I don't know. We watched three episodes of it because it's rather short. It's half hour or so.
Yep, they're all great.
And every single trick he does, I'm clueless.
Yep. Have you watched it yet, Parrish, or not?
No, I have not.
Dude, it's great. And we tried to get him on the show, and it still might happen. His publicist got back to us and said, we'll talk to you soon. We'll figure it out. And then I never heard back from him. But I'm trying to get him on because I never really watched, I think it's Cupcake Wars, but he was the, Justin Willman was the host.
Oh my gosh, yes, he
of
was.
Cupcake Wars.
Wow.
And I never connected it until about a week ago. But he is a terrific magician, super funny, super charming. His wife is off the charts, by the way, too. That's maybe the greatest magic trick he's ever pulled. But we've talked about this with Hawks. There are magicians that come off super douchey, and you're like, just get over yourself. This guy is so laid back, so approachable, so cool, and his tricks will blow you away.
That's awesome.
A-plus recommendation if you like magic at all. It's called Magic for Humans on Netflix.
The best show on Netflix is BoJack Horseman. It's so good.
I like it. I can't get as into it as
Corey,
you are.
There's an episode.
I watched two last night and didn't laugh once.
The new series?
I watched season two last night.
Oh, no. There's an episode in this new series. It's 26 minutes.
New season, sorry.
It's a 26-minute episode of a eulogy by BoJack, and it is genius.
All right. Vikings news is next. Chris had a chance to do some exclusive work down at TCO yesterday. We can talk about that and, of course, talk about the giant spread between the Vikings and the Buffalo Bills, who square off. I know it sounds funny every time. Right? Sunday at noon right here on The Fan. We are live at Topgolf. Thanks to our friends here at Topgolf and at Coors Light. We're back after this with Vikings news on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan. Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Redco, your truck accessories pro.
Yes, we're live from Topgolf. It's the Power Trip Morning Show coming to you live. We're in Brooklyn Center. It's brand new. It opens to the public at 9. The Power Trip got some VIPs in. They're hitting golf balls out here. There's no way to describe just how great this place is, but we've tried over and over and over again. You'll just have to come see it for yourself. But let's talk Vikings, guys.
Yeah, there was only one way to make this Topgolf experience better, thanks to Coors Light, by the way, as well, and make Vikings news as better is why would we talk Vikings without the voice of the Gophers, Mike Grimm,
of course. Right.
Yeah, you know football, though.
Yeah.
Maybe some of your players are future Vikings. You never know.
Could be.
We have a couple of Vikings, right?
We do.
At Sherrill's.
Yeah, Sherrill's and who am I forgetting?
I think that might be it now.
We have... is that it?
I think that's it now.
You have? I mean...
Jalen Myrick, I think, is on the practice squad.
That's right. I think that's...
Last night during the Browns game, I saw Brian Boddy Calhoun. Yeah. He's out there.
Yeah, he's playing well, too. And he's doing a good job.
Don't the Cowboys have a starting gopher?
Wilson?
Linebacker?
Yeah, Damian Wilson. There's a few out there.
Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta's got one, yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta has...
Campbell.
Yeah, Devondre Campbell.
Is Hageman still there? What team does Tommy Olsen play for? Oh.
Tommy Olsen plays for your team.
He's on our team.
He's on our team.
By the way, just proof that Mike Grimm gets the whole bit. He brought a couple of pies to Topgolf because...
Win a pie for it
is the phrase of the Golden Gophers. It's what everybody knows the Gophers for. It's Grimm's catchphrase. He has it trademarked. He makes a ton of money off it. So every time you buy a pie, $5 goes to your pockets.
It's been an amazing thing.
I stayed up to make
those last night, as you can see.
They look gorgeous to me, but you did a good job of hiding that.
There was a late push last night. We all have sponsors for the initials game. There's a late push last night to get Baker Square in on sponsoring Mike for today.
Yeah, why not?
It didn't happen, though.
Didn't happen.
No, they still, thank you.
But enough about Mike. This is Vikings news, not Mike Grimm news. Chris, take it away.
Well, we do have some injuries, this, that, and the other, but we'll get to that again in Fan 5. Really quickly, though, every week during the week I get an opportunity to do the Viking player interview for the pregame interview.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I know. It's fun, and then we play it on Sundays and pretend that it's Sunday, and even though I did it on Thursday.
What?
But I don't know why. But I do know this. Yesterday, instead of doing a player, I got an opportunity to talk to defensive line coach Andre Patterson, whom everybody loves across the league, every team. He's just so well-respected, and obviously he's had the results that kind of warrant that. This week, Tom West had a brilliant idea because we're putting Denny Green, not we, the team is putting Denny Green into the Ring of Honor on Sunday. They're going to have a big induction ceremony and all that jazz. It's going to be fun. He was responsible for bringing Andre Patterson to this team in 1998 as a defensive line coach.
I'm very proud on Sunday to see his name go up there in the Ring of Honor. He earned it. He deserves it. And what he did for this organization was outstanding. And he put the Vikings back on the map. And I think any of the players that were blessed to play for him would tell you that. And I think any of the coaches that had an opportunity to work under him will tell you that he helped prolong their careers. And he helped develop them into coaches that have a unique perspective of what you have to do to be successful in this league.
We talked a little bit about that, and you'll hear the rest of the interview again. I've got a couple more sound bites. You'll hear more about his thoughts on Dennis Green in the real interview on Sunday. But he's right, and I'm sure you guys remember as well, but it wasn't a guaranteed sellout every week until Denny Green and Randy Moss.
Yeah. A lot of blackouts.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We used to complain all the time about how dumb the NFL blackout rule was because it was costing us so many TV viewing experiences. But not since 98.
What, like local companies buy tickets? Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Up with that. Up. Yeah, 3M would buy a bunch just so it'd be a sellout.
Mike Grimm would just the last four or five seats bring his family.
Yeah give him with, pie.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd go up high to get tickets. We'd sit way up high, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does the rule even exist anymore? Blackout rule?
I don't think it does.
I would assume it does, but I don't think it.
If it does, San Diego's never seen a game.
Or Cleveland.
Right. The next one's a little longer, but I asked him to tell me a little bit about his defensive line that he has currently.
They all have unique talents. You know, there's things that Everson can do that Daniil can't do. And there's things that Daniil can do that Everson can't do. So if I was trying to make Daniil into Everson Griffin, then Daniil would never become the player that he could become. So I have to use his speed, length, and athleticism to his advantage, whereas on the other hand, Griff has explosive power and an explosive get-off. So he has to use those things to his advantage. So it's the same thing with Linville and Sheldon. You know, Linville is big and strong and powerful. So his pass rush moves have to come off of power, whereas Sheldon has quickness and movement from side to side. So his moves were more affecting the offensive lineman to go side to side.
Last thing for you, I promise. How happy are you to get Tom Johnson back in the fold?
Very happy. You know, I was shocked when they let him go, and I was happy to hear that Rick in the front office would have interest in him again. And so, you know, I wanted to do anything I can to get him back here because, you know, now we have a great 1-2 punch at that three-tech position between Sheldon and Tom. You know, Tom works hard. He's got a great quick twitch to him. He's a competitor. He's going to fight. And so there's not a big drop off when, you know, when Sheldon has to come out of the game. And I think it made our front even stronger.
You know, I lied to you guys, and I lied to you too, Joe. I want to play one more, if you don't mind, that involves the actual defensive line. Because one of the things Sheldon Richardson told me when I was asking him about Andre Patterson, what makes Andre great, and he said he knows how to motivate millionaires. And I was like, wow, what an answer. So I asked Andre about that, and if you find it, Joe, would you hit play on that one for me?
I treat them like normal human beings.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, hey, just because they're good football players and they're rich doesn't mean that makes them special, right? So that's the way I look at it. It's no different. I mean, they're normal human beings, just like me and you. They bleed like we do. They breathe like we do. So, you know, hey, they just happen to be big, fast, and athletic. So, you know, I coach them just like I did when I was a high school coach. You know, I give them praise when they earn praise. I get after them when they need to be getting after. But I think the most important thing is I show them that I care about them more than just a football player, that I care about them as a person and as a human being. And a lot of times in my meeting, I go over life examples and try to help them grow to be good men, good fathers, good husbands, because this game's going to end. Nobody's going to play it forever. That's the one common thread about football. We all become ex-football players at some point. And that time that you're an ex-football player, that's going to be a larger part of your life than the time that you are a football player. So, you know, you need to be preparing yourself that you can be a good person, a good citizen, someone that your family can look up to. And so I take that very seriously, and I work real hard on that with my guys.
Great guy, Andre Patterson.
He seems nice.
Well, and Paris, that's 100% true. I mean, you played professional. At the end of the day, you just want to be treated like a normal individual.
Yeah, the best coaches that I've been around, the ones with the most longevity, they find a way to connect with each individual on the team, and it takes time, you know. And once you can do that, then the communication gets easier. But you got to find that connection somehow. He simplified it very well, but there's a lot more to it than just kind of going out there and saying, "Hey, how you doing? How's the family?" You actually have to find a way to connect with each guy.
I prefer to be pampered and spoiled and only told when I do things right, and then when I do things wrong, I would like them to ignore that and just pretend that everything's fine.
You as well?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I just like the good news. Constructive criticism, not worth it for me.
No. 8 o'clock is always pretty full because we have Mr. Z in the initials game, but let me tell you one more thing about Denny Green, if you don't mind. I was talking to Matt Burke for tonight's Fan Purple Friday Finals, whatever the show's called. I don't even know.
You're on it. It's called Vikings Connected with Ben Lieber.
I believe it's Purple Friday Final. Anyway, and we were talking about Denny Green as well because obviously of the ceremonies this weekend. And we were talking a little bit about the fact that Denny's relationship with the media was terrible. And Matt said that was on purpose. He said he created as much controversy as he could with the media, so the media left the players alone.
Really?
Yeah.
I had heard that where it's like us against the world kind of a mentality.
Exactly, that's right.
Created.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Interesting stuff. Anyway, last thing. Andre Patterson is a fan of the Power Trip Morning Show, specifically the initials game. And I said, Andre, when are you coming in to play the initials?
I promise you I'll do it now. I'm going to be bad. I'm telling you now. It's going to be bad. But at least I'll give people something to laugh about.
Andre Patterson, he's a Power Trip Morning Show fan, and he's a good dude.
Well, and that's the right attitude, because representing Andre Patterson today is Mike Grimm, Gopher voice. No, but you've played before. You know it's tough.
It is. Once I played.
You did play once.
And got zero.
Yes. Redemption today.
Today is redemption day. Hopefully you've made some easier ones than the last time when I didn't know about 8 of them. Like there's like 6 of them. There were 6 of them, I would say, that you could have given me a million clues.
Oh, no.
Like, if you don't know the name of a movie,
yes,
then the amount of clues doesn't matter.
Yes. I think based on today's list, you will have a slightly better chance.
Good.
Well, you did bring 2 pies. You brought 2 pies because of the bit, the win a pie for a bit. Are these for the Rubes, for us? Who are these for?
However you want to do it. Whatever you want. They're here for whoever.
Well, they're your pies.
No, they're yours. I'm giving them to you guys.
Aw.
Or I could hold on to them and just give them to the winner. Because you do have to win.
I don't know. AJ does not need 2 more pies. He got winded walking 30 feet from the bay. Why would he need 2? All right. We'll talk to Mr. Z next about films. I don't know if there's a lot coming out this weekend. Is there?
I guess we'll ask him.
Two big ones. Okay. We'll talk to Mr. Z next. And then we'll play initials at 8:15 when AJ is going for a record tying 73rd win. Mike Grimm is here. Mark Parrish is here. Chris Hockey, AJ Mansour, Meets Awesome, Corey Cover live at Topgolf off of 252 and 694. The grand opening is in an hour, but our Rubes have had an exclusive hour to hack at it out there. It looks like they're also winded like AJ, so don't feel so bad. thanks to Coors Light and Topgolf, the Power Trip Morning Show back after this on The Fan.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings tight end David Morgan joins the Power Trip next after this.
Welcome back once again to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is officially 8:02. The bar is open at Top Golf.
Uh-oh.
I know it.
That guy's first in line.
I know. Yeah!
We know where his priorities are. We got a lot to get to. Mike Grimm is here. Mark Parrish is here. AJ, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey. I'm Corey Cove. We have a big drawing here because Top Golf and Coors Light have a $500 Visa gift card on the line for one of us sitting here. Not one of us, I guess one of you out there sitting here. We got a draw for that in a second and attach you guys to initials players. But every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, we talk to Mr. Z about films. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys, what's up?
At Mr. Z Movies on Twitter. The House with a Clock in Its Walls is a terrible title for a film. Jack Black's in it.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of a weird title. The movie is based on a very famous book, so they kind of respect with that title. It's a good movie, especially for kids. That kind of, I don't want to give it a Harry Potter comparison, but that's kind of the feeling you get from the movie. So there's nothing new under the sun for this movie, but the 6th, 7th, 8th graders loving it.
All right, I was just going to ask about age range because I have a 7th grader that's excited to see this, but the almost 5-year-old wants to see it as well. Is that too young?
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, there are some good jump scares in it, but they're kid jump scares, if you know what I mean. So
yeah.
Not like terrifying jump scares, just good old, you know, cat jumping out of the closet type jump scares.
Ooh. Okay. So like Michael Myers from Halloween doesn't show up?
No. You know, weird about that movie is I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing that because that is getting some huge tracking numbers. Like, Scratch Your Head, like $60 million opening type numbers. And so nobody can figure out why the tracking is so high in that Halloween film. So.
Hmm.
Well, hockey has a reason.
Another film that comes out this weekend, I've seen a very polarizing take on life itself. Some people think it's just absolutely atrocious, and other people have been big fans of it so far. But it's got Oscar Isaac, Olivia Wilde, and more. What about life itself?
Life itself, famously from the creator of This Is Us. I guess if the people who have a problem with the film, it'll be because if you imagine the series, the season one of Life Itself, with its ups and downs,
this
smash that into a two-hour movie.
Yeah, that's exactly the review I read, Mr. Z, is that it basically is tragedy porn. They're just trying to get you to cry just for the sake of getting you to cry, and that the actual story... No, Chris, not like that. The actual story is really it's just cry baiting.
Yeah,
which is what saw
cry baiting. Yeah,
across just my, that was, I can't even say it right.
That
now.
Was me, 2016 to present.
Okay. But yeah, I heard it's kind of.
It's like I remember when I was a kid, there was a book series that was called like Good News Bad News or something.
Yeah,
that was like that. Kid falls on a plane. Oh, that's bad. But he had a parachute. Oh, that's good. But the parachute had a hole in. Oh, that's bad. And that's what this movie's kind of like.
Okay.
Luckily,
anything else worth seeing this weekend or not?
Well, we have the Fahrenheit 11/9 film, but I think that's the days of those are kind of over. People are really tired of the political stuff, and I just don't know that people are going to go see it. So.
Yeah, especially when there's endless amounts of documentaries on Netflix and streaming services,
yeah.
And plus, I think we all feel like we watch political documentaries on Twitter on a daily basis anyway. So.
And it's the ultimate preaching to the choir, too, because there's zero
yep.
people who are going to go to it who are going to have anything in their minds changed. So.
Correct.
But I was just thinking, I podcast you guys once in a while when I'm working.
Sorry.
And I'm wondering how many years is it before we see the movie based on a true story, Cursed Box? Is that a great idea?
Cursed Box.
Based on a
I
true
hope
story.
Not.
Hockey and I have seen something similar.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Mr. Z.
All
appreciate
right,
it, man.
Talk to you later.
There he goes, at Mr. Z Movie on Twitter.
I like
right.
that guy.
He
yeah.
seems nice.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
All right, so we play initials in about 10 minutes, and we're going to do Fan 5
oh,
in a second.
Boy.
But Tyler from Top Golf is going to draw some names, and Mike Grimm, Mark Parrish, A.J. Mansour, Meat Sauce, you're going to play initials next segment, and we're going to draw five names, and then that person, when you're called up, come up to the front of the stage, because you have to talk into the microphone, talk to Chris here, and you have to pick one of these five competitors to attach yourself to, and if that person wins, you win $500 in a Visa gift card, thanks to our friends at Top Golf and Coors Light.
Name number one is Chris Graham.
Chris Graham! Oh, there he is.
Are you Chris Graham? You stay right there. I'll come to you, sir.
There's Chris.
I'm
Chris,
coming right
Chris
to you.
Also would be winded if you walked 30 feet.
Yes, I would.
Like
yes, I would.
Oh, that Chris.
That Chris.
Like, you don't know the other one.
Yeah, it's me. Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming out.
Well, thank you for having me.
How'd you hit him?
Terribly.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. Yeah. Who you picking? Meat Sauce, Grimm, Parrish, myself, or AJ?
Not knowing any of you guys really that well, because I'm never up this early.
Oh, thanks for listening.
Meat Sauce.
Chris Graham.
Meat Sauce. Thank you so much.
Oh.
I appreciate the prize.
Going with Meat Sauce.
Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert. That's the right choice.
Hey, so
that's probably the right choice.
So just for clarification,
don't
Chris,
thumbs down,
Chris doesn't
me.
Golf or listen to the Power Trip Morning Show. So thank you for showing up to talk.
I'm glad you're here, though.
Yeah, we are
here
very
for
excited.
The breakfast.
But he might win $500. Maybe the $500 will convert him to a Power
that's
Trip
That's right.
All right, so Chris is attached to Meat Sauce, who is currently the all-time wins leader with 73. Tyler's drawing name number two.
Paul Kessler.
Paul Kessler.
Where is he? Paul?
Are you related to Pat, Paul?
Uh-oh.
Where's Paul Kessler?
Paul?
Maybe he's still hitting them.
For Paul.
I think they got him all off the base.
Did
must,
Paul
must be present to
maybe
win.
Paul just came here to golf, and he hates the show, too.
Paul Kessler going once.
Oh,
Paul
man.
Kessler going twice.
Paul, you're going to okay, Paul just lost his shot
wow.
at $500.
There you go.
I hope Paul's rich. I bet Paul Kessler doesn't have a $400 wallet.
I bet Paul Kessler's wallet doesn't get brought up on a radio show.
Brad.
Oh, he doesn't have a radio
Povaleski. Brad Povaleski.
Did
have Kovalesk.
This is going very well.
Yeah.
Brad.
You definitely should have done this on the air.
From Rogers. Brad. Going once.
God, this is like a gopher broadcast.
Going twice?
Wow.
So
close. Very close.
Where's Gerdsey to ruin it?
Jake Lindstrom.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got
Eric.
Hey!
Is he from the great city of Lindstrom, Minnesota? That would be badass if he was.
That would be cool.
Hi, Jake.
Go to Dairy Queen.
Do you work at State Farm?
Well, he's hideous. Hi, Jake.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How'd you hit him?
Pretty well.
Oh, okay, Jake.
Top golf rules, right?
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, okay, who are you picking?
I got to go with AJ.
AJ, the record tiger.
Catching sauce.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Jake's going with AJ.
Jake goes with AJ. AJ.
It's going to end.
Well, at least Jake golfs and listens to the show.
AJ right there.
You got a breath yet? You're walking a lot.
I'm fine, I think. We got Sean Pollock. Sean Pollock.
Oh, good. Sean's here. Okay, Sean didn't dig
Sean,
us.
Sean.
Scene Bear.
Yeah, there's Scene Bear.
A little Scene Bear. Who are you taking?
Laughed when
you
got Mike Grimm. Oh, he's going with Hawk.
Going me.
All right. Grimmer and Parrish.
Right on, man.
Yeah,
this is fantastic.
If you get taken after Grimm,
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Hey, you never know. What if
so Sean Pollock goes with me, and up next is Jess Pitson.
Didn't we talk to Jess earlier?
Jess Pitson.
She must have left. She was sitting over here.
Oh, yeah, that was that gal. That wasn't that gal?
Oh, she's
gone. Gone.
Uh-oh. I hope her job pays her well. Jeez. Might have had a shot at, well, let's be honest, it's Parrish and Grimm, so she probably should have just gone to work.
Yeah, saving time.
Dustin Hoyes. Dustin Hoyes.
Dustin to the back there.
Dustin
looks depressed that he has to pick one of these.
Here, you're going
to
pick the last one while I'm over there. Dustin.
You can do it, Dustin.
Yeah, who do you got?
Oh, you want to get on the radio, tell your five friends.
That's mean.
Parrish.
Hey, I didn't go right.
Parrish it is.
Hey, Dustin.
Parrish it is.
Sweet. That would have been hilarious.
So tell us then who is stuck with Grimm.
Yeah. Grimmer.
Alex. Alex
right there,
Beck.
Behind you. He's kind of happy about it. He
Alex
care.
Beck.
Yeah. He's got a chance at $500.
Congratulations, Alec. You.
He likes Minnesota sports team.
Yeah. What the heck? All right, for now, Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. Since Grimmer's here, let's talk about this. Tomorrow, Gophers at Maryland, the Big Ten opener. You're on a plane today to get out of here to head to Maryland.
Yeah, Big Ten opener, like you said. Maryland's 2-1, lost to a terrible Temple team last week.
What happened?
I don't know. I watched the game last night. It was brutal. Neither team was any good. Minnesota, though, still somehow is a 1.5-point underdog tomorrow. So if the Gophers play their game, I think they'll win the game.
I no offense, but I didn't know much about Nick Connolly, but tell us what you know about former Gopher lineman Nick Connolly, who died Wednesday at 22 years old from Red Wing, 6'7", 300 pounds, a four-month battle with cancer. Obviously, a lot of outpouring of support for his family the last couple of days on Twitter.
Yeah, just a terribly sad story. He was the starting right tackle for most of the year last year, and as a redshirt sophomore, and he suffered his fifth concussion of his career in October, and the doctors told him, it's probably best not to play. So he retired in October, and what they have in college football and college athletics, if you're on scholarship and you retire for injury, you don't count against the number. So he was still going to school. In fact, we'll hear a piece tomorrow on our pregame show. It was a year ago this week going into the Maryland game. I did an interview for our pregame show with him, and he talked about what it meant to him to play for the Gophers. His dad would bring him to games. His dad, Chuck, would bring him to games at the Metrodome. And it was his lifelong dream. And he said it was so cool to go back to Red Wing and have people say, hey, you're playing for the home state team. And so fast and sudden, it was, I think he was diagnosed in June and gone. Yeah, just terribly sad.
Gophers are going to honor him tomorrow by wearing wristbands and helmet stickers against Maryland, 11 a.m. on the Fan. Gerdsey, Daryl Thompson, and you, Mike Grimm, on the call. That's too bad.
Yeah.
The Vikings host the Bills on Sunday right here on the Fan at noon. They are 16.5-point favorites, which is just the eighth time that's ever happened in week three or earlier. So giant spreads this early in the season, very rare, once every five or so years.
That's how bad they are. The Bill, it should be an absolute destruction.
Should be.
But who knows? They have the tendency to play down to their competition.
Grimmer, what do you think of Baker Mayfield in college? Because he kicked ass last night. Clearly, he was the number one pick in the draft, the surprise number one pick by a lot of people. But he looked terrific last night. He basically played the second half. He came in right before halftime. 17 of 23, and there were a couple of drops in there, too, so it could have been better than that. He had a pass to Jarvis Landry that got down to the one. So even though he technically had no touchdowns, he just led the Browns back from a 14-point deficit. They win 21-17 for their first win since December of 2016. 19-game winless streak over thanks to Baker Mayfield.
Do you think he'll start next week?
Yes, I do.
I think there's a good chance he'll start next week. Well, yeah, what a night. And he was, you know, I think there's always that issue that scouts have to figure out if you play in the spread, pass-happy offense like Oklahoma and Texas Tech and some of those schools, how does that translate to the NFL? And sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does, and at one game or, what, two quarters of a test, it looks like he's passing that test, that's for sure.
Speaking of passing, how did you feel about 3 weeks ago when we bumped you for Matthew Hatchett?
Yeah, Matthew who? No. we had it set up for the season home opener, right?
I believe so.
Or no, yeah. It was game two anyway. It was all good. I listened that day.
We bumped
it was
you.
A wonderful
yeah,
round
he was
of
great.
Initials.
He's great.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
a super good
he was
dude.
Great, yeah.
It was way more dynamic than yourself.
For sure. I mean, who is he at this point? I mean, last pick, just like when wow. I was in elementary school and recess, they would pick basketball teams. I was always the last guy to pick there, I mean, too.
You're better than Norda.
But then I'd go light him up for 30.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
Okay.
Like the Michael Jordan of third grade.
And I like, this is full circle for Parrish because this is the only thing he's ever been picked last at ever, his initials. Otherwise, right. he's like top pick at everything.
For sure.
If you go to, like, do Bar Olympics with Parrish and it'll blow you away.
Really?
Darts, pool, shuffleboard, all that garbage. Golden tee, buck hunter. Just lazy.
You have a lot of time on your hands when you retire at 35.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Going to bars and playing games. Sounds like something would be fun to do. Yes.
Exactly.
Just even once a week would be nice.
Sure.
That's how you describe Topgolf.
Yes.
Going to bars and playing a game.
And Shockey and Parrish.
Place
gonna be,
rules.
Going to be super good at this. Is cool. Speaking of Topgolf, you guys might witness history. Who thinks AJ is going to tie the record today with his 73rd career victory? Wow,
not a man!
That was like four people.
Not confidence.
I do.
AJ's been red hot. Basically, been Chris and AJ winning the last month and a half. But wow, a smattering of applause.
Wow.
How many
we'll
people
see.
Think Sauce is going to hold on to the title when we come back?
Well,
wow, really, heavy support.
Invited my family.
what about the outcasts of hockey, Parrish and Grimm? Those
thank
are
you.
Only the people
why
that have five.
The one guy that got
my,
right. yeah, the yeah. one dude, the one the... dude that has the tag with my name on it.
Right.
All right, initials live from Topgolf right after this on The Fan.
It's a Purple Friday on The Fan, presented by the Greater Twin Cities Honda Dealers.
Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me.
Miss us at the state fair, did you? So we're going to have you covered on the 2018-2017 KFN merch if you head to KFN.com Pro Shop right now and get our KFN State Fair t-shirts mailed right to your door at home. Supplies are limited. Act fast before they're gone. KFN.com, keyword Pro Shop.
Welcome back. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 8:23 on a Friday. We are live from Top Golf, and it is time for the initials game.
It's time to play initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
Hey, thanks, Mountain Dew.
That's right, Dew fans. You can get great Dew rewards when you buy Mountain Dew. Visit DewNationRewards.com for details.
This is the 222nd ever game of the initials game. We play it every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, but they all share the same initials. These five gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has six clues. I start reading out clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, and they do have to pronounce it correctly, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. All-time record out of 12 is 9, held by AJ and Meat Sauce. Speaking of those two, Meat Sauce is your all-time wins leader with 73 victories.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, babe. If I win, you will receive one free beverage of choice at any of the Irish-born hospitality restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and McKinney Row. Just say Meat Sauce one initials to your server today through Sunday.
Sauce's last win was August 10th.
Jeez.
Who are you playing for today?
Who am I said...
For God's sakes. Are you sure you got a contract extension?
Chris. I'm playing for Chris.
Chris,
he doesn't listen or know who we are, but he picked me. I love you, Chris.
One win behind Sauce with 72 career victories is the fans, AJ Mansoor. AJ.
Hi, Corey. If I win today, you can go to the Rival House and get a free tap beer and $3 initials appetizer. I did it last week. It was great. And I'm playing today also for Jake Lindstrom.
Jake. $500 on the line if one of these guys gets you home. Third all-time in initials victories with 49. He's going for career win 50 today is the fans. Chris Hawkins. He might get there.
Thank you all. 49. Appreciate it.
Good guys.
I play for Radco.com. You get 10% off your online order all weekend long if you use the promo code initials. If I win, I'm playing for Sean Pollock, who's going to go buy Super America today and buy an IC for Special Olympics. Don't forget to do that today. Buy an IC. All the money goes to Special Olympics Minnesota at Super America today.
The sponsorless Mark Parrish has 15 victories in his career. How about getting Mark Parrish a sponsor?
Yeah, wow. If you don't really feel like giving anything out, I'm perfect to sponsor.
Right, because then you get the free advertising, but they don't give rewards out because you've only won 15 times ever.
I don't know what Malone's was thinking.
Right, they even said, best deal ever. We get mentioned every week, and he never wins. But you have 15 victories, and who are you playing for here at Topgolf?
Playing for Dustin Hoyez.
Dustin, okay. Dustin seemed reluctant, but he had a lesser of two evils situation, and he picked you. A one-time participant, 0 career points for the voice of the Golden Gophers athletics, basically across the board. Mike Grimm, everybody.
Yes.
Yay.
Playing for Alec. Alec from South St. Paul. $500.
Do you feel more confident in round two since you've gone through it once? Or are you just as nervous?
I was never nervous.
Oh, never?
I was excited. Oh. Excited, but not nervous. I just didn't know him.
Sure. Excited now, too?
Very much so. Couldn't be more excited.
It'd be nice to see you get there. Here we go. The initials this week.
Music.
No help from the studio audience. The initials this week. S-C. S-C. AJ going for career win number 73. That would tie meat sauce, and something at Top Golf is going to be broken if that is the case.
No, nothing will be broken.
We'll see. Item one of SC. I don't know why that doesn't work now. Jared, any idea why that button's not working
number
now?
Number one. Gear number one.
None of our buttons are working. They all work during the commercial break. Did Joe hit a button?
I can hear it. Am I the only one?
No, I can't hear it.
Number one.
Oh, I hear that.
One. There we go. Wait a minute.
Clue number one.
Yay!
Way to go. Here we go. We got it.
Clue number one.
Was part of a 1988 experimental anthology musical film.
Clue number two.
Included a fight next to a pool table.
Clue number three.
Included a white suit.
Clue number four.
Connected to Annie.
Clue number five.
It included an anti-gravity lean.
Paul.
Yep.
Smooth criminal.
That's right.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Rats.
Sauce leads one zip. Here's item two of SC.
Clue number one.
It's white.
Clue number two.
It involves fermenting.
Hot.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese. Damn it.
Out for the remainder of item two.
That was stupid, right?
Clue number three.
Often seen in kitchens and bakeries.
Paul?
Yeah.
Sour cream?
That's right.
Oh! Oh.
2-0 lead for the fans. Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. I believe you got up to a 2-0 start a week ago.
I don't think I got another one.
Then you may not have scored the rest of the way. Sauce, though. Sauce trying to protect his all-time wins lead. Leads 2-0. Here's item 3 of SC.
Clue number 1.
Debuted in 1982.
Clue number 2.
Appears in the U.S., Mexico, Costa Rica, and the Caribbean.
Clue number 3.
Connected the colors blue and orange.
AJ.
Yep.
Sun country.
That's right.
Well done.
Job, sun country is correct. AJ's on the board with one, so Sauce leads 2-1. Here's item 4 of SC. Good job so far, Grimmer.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I'm listening. One. First appeared in 1954 in Syracuse, New York.
Clue number 2.
It's often displayed in red.
Clue number 3.
It includes an operator.
Clue number 4.
It was created to alter pacing.
Clue number five.
It's connected to time. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
A buzzer goes off when the display reaches...
Paul. Shot clock.
Ah, right. Shoot.
I about said score clock.
Shot.
Yeah, so did I.
Clock. Ross with three.
Any idea what the red thing is?
No.
The numbers are
LED
red.
LED or whatever. Corey, these are good.
Thank you.
The first four are.
I think they suck.
Then you'll complain the rest of the way. Sauce with three. AJ with one. Here's item SC.
Clue number one.
Has connections to Brie Larson, Molly Ringwald, and Jessica Chastain.
Clue number two.
Also connected to 2017's Lady Bird.
Paul?
AJ? Paul was first.
South Carolina?
Paul is out for the rest of item five. AJ
rang in.
I'm
going to go for it. 16 candles?
You are out.
Yay!
Hey, one of us might get it.
But by the way, remember the rule now, right? Is if you guys have simultaneous ring-ins, we're allowing the second person to say never mind, correct? That's what we're all going with?
Yeah.
So AJ could have said no, but he did not. So
I'm going to say no.
Too late. We're down to Hawk. We're down to Hawk, Parrish, or Grimmer. So somebody's getting on the board.
Maybe.
Clue number three.
Also connected to Cake, Tesla, and the Deftones.
Clue number four.
Connected to the Pony Express and the first Transcontinental Railroad.
Clue number five.
Has a connection to Kings. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
This is the sixth largest city in its state.
Wow.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Hawk,
go for it. Five, four.
Salt Lake City. I couldn't think of anything else. I know that's three words, but
anybody else? Five.
I'll try.
Go for it.
St. Charles.
Parrish. Five. Four. Three. Two.
I haven't got the slightest thing.
Anybody?
Anybody here?
It's Southern California.
No,
it's
not.
A city.
City.
It's a city. City. That's an area.
City. City.
Sacramento, California.
I was thinking the city had to be two words.
Santa Clara.
That also is an option, but that might be a clue in the future, so you might not want to say that, Ron Johnson.
Yeah, thanks, H.
So nobody gets Sacramento, California. So
beautiful.
We get Sauce with three, AJ with one. Remember how I joked that Parrish Hawker Mike was going to get on the board?
Yeah,
none of you did.
No. Yeah, I said maybe.
Here we go. Item six of SC.
The clue number one.
Yeah, Sacramento Kings, exactly. Clue number one, item six.
Clue number one.
Debuted in June of 1969.
Clue number two.
Can often be found in stadiums.
Clue number three.
Was inspired by a daughter of a former president.
Clue number four.
Connected to a diamond.
Clue number five.
Includes the phrase reaching out. Final clue.
Clue number six.
Is sung at Boston Red Sox baseball. Paul was first.
Sweet Caroline.
That's right.
Sauce is dominating. We're halfway through the game, and it's 4-1. Sauce leads AJ. Chris over here is pretty pumped because he's in the catbird seat to win $500 thanks to Top Golf and Coors Light.
Come on, good guy.
We are halfway through the game. It's still anybody's game because Sauce has a 4-1 lead with six items to go. Here's item seven of SC.
Clue number one.
Was invented in the 1970s by Frank Baker and Jeb Cubs. Nice name.
Clue number two.
Is roughly cylindrical.
Clue number three.
Insert joke here, but it's approximately 6 inches long.
PJ?
Yep.
Soup can?
That's a good guess.
So many jokes.
Clue number four.
They are often consumed by children.
Clue number five.
They don't have to be, but they're almost always white.
Paul.
Yep.
String cheese.
Domination.
Dang it.
That's right. Yeah.
Domination. String cheese.
You're my lucky charm, Jared.
Wow.
I really have to pee, and I don't have a shirt long enough to cover.
Quietly here, of course, Sauce is basically on record pace. He's got 5 through 7. Here's item 8. Wait a minute, is he... Yeah, if he gets any of the remaining ones, then he wins, correct? Yeah, we have 1, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Anyway, yeah, he's 1-1 the win. Sauce going for the win. Here's a 5-1 lead, item 8 of SC. And the button's gone again. What the hell's going on here?
Clue, right.
There we go.
One.
Got it. First scene in Oklahoma.
Clue number 2.
Debuted in 1983.
Clue number 3.
Its logo includes the colors green, blue, and white.
Clue number 4.
It was named after its founder.
Clue number 5.
It has members.
AJ.
Yep.
Sam's Club.
It's not over yet.
That's right.
Ooh, nice. Sam's Club. Speak for yourself.
4 items to go. So Parrish, Hockey, and Grimm are mathematically out.
This is ridiculous.
If Sauce gets any of the remaining correct, he wins. AJ has to get at least 3 out of the last 4 to tie. So AJ going for a potential tie. Sauce going for the clincher. Here's item 9.
Work that out for me.
Item 9 of SC.
Clue number 1.
One of these was destroyed in a scene in an iconic 1975 film.
Clue number 2.
They were developed in the middle of the 20th century.
Clue number 3.
They are most often used for cinematography, observation, and research.
Clue number 4.
They are metal.
Clue number 5.
They are specifically designed for safety and protection.
Grim.
Yeah.
Shark cage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Rivers on the board with shark cage. His first career ever point.
Thank you.
Nice job.
In initials is shark cage.
I am nowhere near.
Nope.
Not even close.
No. All right. So Sauce needs any of the remaining 3 to win. AJ has to run the table to tie to force what would be one of the most dramatic comebacks and definitely chair-inducing throws of all time or throw chair.
No, I'm not going to literally won't throw anything.
We're on the second floor.
I get arrested if I threw something in here.
If he gets the next 3 and
well, then he earns it.
You're breaking something.
No, I'm not.
Here
Maybe
we go.
Your jaw if you keep talking.
Oh, my God. What a bitch.
it's obviously a joke. I need you.
Item 10 of SC. Sauce going for the win.
Clue number 1.
The idea and the term was first proposed in 1746.
Paul.
Go for it.
Stand-up comedy.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Just propose that idea.
I have an idea. Why don't we stand up and crack jokes?
I don't know.
What year is this? 1746? Unbelievable guess. It's a perfect year to start thinking about this great new concept. Jokes in public.
That wasn't good.
What a bitch. All right, so Sauce is out. AJ needs the next 3. Here's item 2.
Clue number 2.
Clue 2. It is surrounded by skepticism.
Clue number 3.
Kenny died from this in season 3 of South Park.
Clue number 4.
In 1984's This Is Spinal Tap, it's claimed that 2 former drummers died on stage from this as well.
Hawk.
Go for it.
Sorry, dude. Spontaneous combustion.
That is correct. Hockey on the board, and that locks up the victory for Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. Spontaneous combustion is right. All right, we got to play it out for our friends on Twitter and Mountain Dew.
Damn it.
Sauce, who wins the $500, Paul?
My lover, Chris.
Your lover over here, Chris. You win $500, man. That's pretty sweet, dude. Thanks for coming out to Top Golf. Checking out the Power Trip Morning Show for the first time ever.
Crap. Thank you, Hockey.
Play it out for Mountain Dew. Here's item 11 of SC.
Clue number 1.
Las Vegas boasts the world's largest, which sold at auction in 2006 for $80 million.
Clue number two.
It includes an exchange of money for services.
Clue number three.
Was frequently attended by Al Bundy.
AJ.
AJ.
Strip club.
That's right.
AJ, you're not supposed to
do that. AJ got that one. Last but not least, here's item 12 of SC.
Clue number one.
Played for three professional teams.
Clue number two.
Is a former gold medalist.
Clue number three.
Is a former NBA MVP. Yeah.
Sam Cassell. MVP? Oh, is that what he's going to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me finish clue three, but AJ's out.
Clue number three.
Former NBA MVP.
Oh, yes. Mark. Thank you.
Mark.
This is going to make me feel better.
Huh.
Steph Curry's only played for one team, but that's not a bad guess. But no, he's out.
Ever. I knew a basketball
player. You said a basketball name.
So we're down to a Sauce, Hawk, and Grimmer.
Clue number four.
Yes.
Is currently a broadcaster.
Not anymore.
Clue number five.
Once thought about running for governor. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
This is the nickname of Basketball Hall of Famer Barkley.
Paul.
Yep. Five, four, three.
Super.
Hawk or Grimmer? Yep.
Starles Charkley.
Grimmer, this is a free roll. The nickname of Basketball Hall of Famer Barkley.
Sir Charles.
Yeah! Sir Charles. Grimmer gets 2 points.
There we go.
And you brought two pies, so it evens out. Two points for two pies. Sauce gets victory number 74. Nice. He extends his all-time lead by two. The Power Trip Furniture returns right after this on
Just
the Fan.
The worst.
You're listening to The Fan.
Final segment at Top Golf. Brand new facility. It's opening up in about, 9 minutes. But a bunch of listeners here had an exclusive thanks to the Power Trip Morning Show and KFAN and KFAN.com. They got to watch Meat Sauce hold on to his all-time wins lead. That guy Chris over there won $500 thanks to Coors Light and Top Golf. That's pretty awesome as well. This place is super cool. And you know, none of us are paid to say this. We're just having a good time here. Not only is the golf super fun, this food is freaking great.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable. This pretzel.
So the bacon we had for breakfast was some of the best bacon I've ever had. Those mini donuts kick ass.
Well, chicken and waffles.
I haven't tried the chicken and waffles yet, but those waffles look awesome.
Anybody want some of this pretzel?
This is so good. I'm just going to come here for the freaking food. This is so good.
Yeah.
I'm coming back for sure.
Legitness.
This is fun.
As the kids say.
Topgolf right off of 252 and 694. Opens in 9 minutes, so the grand opening. I assume it's going to be super packed this weekend, but try to find your way out here.
Hit the ceiling.
It hit the ceiling. Your mini donut throw hit the ceiling. The place just opened up, and now it's like
freaking
Charlie Bucket and stupid-ass Grandpa Joe floating to the top of Wonka's fizzy lifting drinks. Now the ceiling has to be washed and disinfected. You get nothing. You lose.
This is going to be the way I'm remembered right here, by the brown stain on the roof.
Your dad's proud.
That gal looks super pissed. Look at her. She's shaking her head.
I'm so sorry.
Look at what he did. He already ruined your whole new place. Shiny and clean and mini donut on the ceiling.
And on the floor.
These donut holes are sick, though. I might go up there and just lick that off. They're so good.
Yeah, they're like self-filling.
They're like mini donuts, just donut hole form.
Yeah, and
they're
great. Inject them with Bavarian cream, which
are they not
raspberry, chocolate?
I don't think they're self-filling. You can fill them with stuff.
You can, yeah. Hey, real quick, let's get our predictions on the
idiot.
Vikings game. But before we do, John DeFilippo, the offensive coordinator, talked about Laquan Treadwell and his problems yesterday.
We're always looking to get every player better every single day and striving to hold guys accountable and doing the right thing and being in the right spot. And I think to me, I went back and reminded Laquan how far he's come since we've started. Obviously, he scored his first touchdown of his career in that game in the first quarter. And that was a huge play. I mean, crossed the corner's face, and it was a great adjustment. Kirk put an adjustment to the route, which I thought was great. Great read by him. You know, it's just a great play all around. So I think people now tend to focus on the negative all the time, and I try to, you know, to focus on some of the positives without, you know, not having my head buried in the sand that there's areas of improvement. But we're staying positive, Okay, we're staying positive. And so, you know, are we happy with what happened with the drop and the interception and those things? No, that can't happen. The whole world knows that can't happen. But at the same time, the kid did some really good things in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, he did. He dropped 17 balls. A lot of great things. I mean, give me a break. He didn't do anything good last week.
He caught a touchdown.
Pass. Yeah, the greatest throw of all time. He just don't zipped have to. It in there.
He thinks it.
Hey, there's only one winner.
There's only one winner.
And
that's
me.
That's right.
Not Treadwell.
There were no winners on Sunday.
What's the score on Sunday for your Vikes?
The Vikings win 42-4.
31-7.
Bear Bear.
4?
31-10.
I'll say 40-17.
I'm going to say 17-14, and we're all going to be disgusted.
Whoa.
I don't know, man.
You okay?
Yeah. How? I don't know. I just like to be divisive.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
Pessimistic Hawk is weird.
That's you, divisive weird. Chris.
I am. Yeah, I just strange. Ruined the ceiling at Top Golf.
You did.
Sorry.
Well,
nice people by Turtles t-shirt there, Mark Parrish.
Anyway, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Nice job, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Hope you had fun at Top Golf.
Thanks, guys.
David,
thanks, Top Golf. This place rocks.
Huh? Have some of the pretzel.
Yeah, eat up.
That looks really good.
Yeah, the cheese sauce is amazing.
Hey,
the meat sauce is better.
A Crisaki Band, Dodger Center tomorrow night, by the way, if anybody's available.
What time will that be?
Tomorrow night, I don't know. 8 o'clock, I think. Right. We're going. Dodger Center tomorrow night's going to be fun. Come on out.
I'll be there.
Friday football feast, 9 to noon, charging right. PA. B-Dubs Maplewood next, 9 to noon. The Power Trip returns 5:30 until 9 Monday morning. See you then.
To a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.